Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. $40 a month, all the local and long distance calls you can make anytime. And no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8, Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
And singular wireless customers requires qualifying AT&T wireline services and a combined bill. Domestic direct dial calling only.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. President Bush with a strong warning to Iran not to meddle in Iraq at the White House. Joining us live now, CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Harley, Iran can say it hasn't been warned by the U.S. about interfering in Iraq.
If Iran escalates its military action in Iraq,
yes,
to the detriment of our troops and or innocent Iraqi people, we will respond firmly.
But in that same interview on NPR, President Bush made clear that his warning does not mean the U.S. has any intention of invading Iran. However, he also issued a statement today demanding that Iran and Syria be called to account for their role in creating chaos in Lebanon to bring down its democratically elected government. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
One of horse racing's greats, Barbaro, has finished his run. The horse, runaway winner of the Derby, had to be put down this morning, ending an eight-month struggle to survive and recover from a shattered right hind leg and the infections that followed the Preakness Stakes.
The horse was just unbelievable. The will of this horse to live is just legendary now.
That's Chris Wittstruck, the founder of the Racehorse Ownership Institute. Former White House spokesman Ari Fleischer was on the stand today in the Scooter Libby perjury trial.
Fleischer proved to be one of the prosecution's strongest witnesses. Not only did he contradict Libby's story, the defense was unable to dredge up any major inconsistencies or memory lapses that might hurt his credibility. He says he's clear he learned from Libby over lunch at the White House mess that the wife of administration critic Joseph Wilson worked at the CIA. That was a week before her identity was leaked.
That's CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. The Coast Guard called off the search today for any survivors from the Lady of Grace fishing boat off Nantucket. They found that 75-foot boat and its only life raft in the water over the weekend.
Real bad. Special families and friends, close friends. I knew all the guys. It's bad. It's bad for everybody.
That's Tony Vieira. He's a neighbor, friend. They were missing since Friday. An 8-year-old little boy is dead. Two others were injured today in Shiloh, Illinois, after an out-of-control car drove all the way through the cafeteria at lunchtime.
The driver of the vehicle, an 84-year-old elderly female, was also transported to the hospital with undetermined injuries.
That's James Stover. He's the Shiloh, Illinois police chief. The California Highway Patrol says Brandy, the singer, ought to be charged. Brandy Norwood should be charged, they say, with vehicular manslaughter, a misdemeanor, for a fatal highway crash at the end of December, a decision not yet made by the prosecutor's office. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 4 points today to close at almost 12,491. NASDAQ picked up 5.5 points, and oil prices today, $54.01 a barrel, down $1.41. This is CBS News.
Did you know your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury may be trying to tell you something? Just look at your oil change sticker or your odometer. They tell an important message, when to change your oil. And when it is time, be sure to visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. Right now, the Works Fuel Saver Package is just $36.95 or less. That's a Motocraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, fluid top off, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $36.95. And no appointment is necessary. Now that's convenient. Genuine Ford parts, expert service, low prices. We've got everything you need.
You need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Hurry into your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 31807.
The trick now will be to help a very persuasive 9-year-old boy to turn his skills to productive use. He talked his way onto airline flights, trying to fly halfway across the country to see his grandpa. KIRO's Tim Hake.
A juvenile court judge scheduled a hearing for next month. The judge has to decide if the boy understands what he did and if a felony prosecution can go forward. He's accused of stealing a car and fleeing from police and then boarding a flight to Texas. He transferred to another flight and was finally captured in San Antonio, trying to board a third flight to Dallas, where his grandfather lives.
His family says the boy learned how to drive a car on his PlayStation. It may be true that the average customer does not pay for the services of a prostitute for the gripping conversation. But in the case of one hooker in Maryland, you could certainly talk all you want to about almost anything. Police say a former college professor accused of working as a call girl has been found dead at her home near Ellicott City. Harley Carnes.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. We welcome Lisa West back. She's feeling much better. We hope she's feeling much better. She appears to be feeling much better. Lauren Haley, everybody's in place. Smiling faces, and I hope all of you are in place, too, and smiling faces, and telling all of your friends that we are here. Oh, who are we? Oh, Enid Live. Well, of course, I forgot. It was the weekend, and I've completely lost my mind. Or, you know, maybe I only misplaced it. I am yours till 7 o'clock, from 3 to 7, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And there are lots of ways for us to conduct what I think is one of the best conversations in radio, certainly in Sacramento and maybe in most of radio. Well, you know, there might be a few better conversations, but not too many of them, I don't think. And partly the reason the conversation is so good is because more of you participate. And the more of you who do participate, the better and richer and more vibrant the conversation is. And let me tell you how you can do that. Cost you nothing. It's completely toll-free. Any phone number to Enid Live is completely, utterly toll-free. It is the free lunch. It's the free lunch we've been... Talk is cheap. Worth what you pay for. Yes, it's the free lunch we've all been waiting for. So if you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, the number is 866-626-1320. So I'm going to give them to you again. Write them down. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, 1320leftchannel.com. Well, a lot of people showed up for the demonstration in Washington, and the news media actually covered it more or less this time, which is it's certainly a difference from the last time. Your homework assignment, if I forgot to tell it to you, because I'm so used to saying it, you're going to tell 3, 4, or 5 people every single day that Enid Live is here, that Scott and Sims, they can start their mornings with Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort. You can listen to some really wonderful radio here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. So 1320 is what you want to let people know. A lot of people don't know we're here. A lot of people do know we're here. And yet a lot of people don't know we're here, so that's the story. Okay, I'm going to start locally because there's lots going on, and I want to get your takes on various things here. First of all, Doolittle, you never saw him during the campaign, during the election. He was never there. He had moved and left no forwarding address, apparently. But now he won't shut up. And now he's talking to Dan Weintraub, and here is what he's saying along the lines of he's talking about now being against the war before he was for the he was for the war before he was against the war. He said that he assumed that President Bush and his war council knew something he didn't about how to avoid the kind of sectarian divisions, so he decided to support the president. And now that's his out, because he's a slippery, oily creature, John Doolittle is. He said, in retrospect, it appears to me that they didn't have any special insight into that, meaning the war. The complex problems we were aware of before we went in were indeed the case and do remain and have prevented us from being able to expeditiously wrap this thing up. He said, Doolittle said, he is now prepared to support Bush's latest strategy to increase U.S. forces in Baghdad and elsewhere to try to quell the Sunni insurgency and Shiite revenge killings. But the congressman said he has little confidence that the new approach will work. And he has no idea what the U.S. should do if the president's gambit fails. Let me give you that again. He's going to support Dickey's escalation of troops, but he has no confidence that it will work. And he has no idea what to do if it doesn't work. What are your thoughts about this? I mean, this is not chess pieces. We're not talking about chess pieces here. We're talking about human lives. We're talking about flesh and blood. We're talking about people's children and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and moms and dads and grandchildren and nieces and nephews and human beings who are being sent into a situation for which no training is possible, for which they are not trained. Some of them are not properly armed or defended. They don't have enough armor. They don't have enough of the equipment that they need. And there is no defense for the suicide bomber or the IED, the improvised explosive device, on the side of the road. There is absolutely no defense unless you're in a really, really, really armored vehicle. And then even so, I think some of those have been blown up. So here is Doolittle. This is a guy who's going to follow Dickey right off the cliff. He says he has doubts about it. He's going to support the latest strategy, which is no strategy at all. You know, here's the thing. The Republicans say to the Democrats, well, if you've got a better plan, let's hear it. They don't have any plan. The Republicans have no plan. They have no plan, and they're the ones in office. They're the ones supposed to have a plan. So here is the oily creature, Doolittle. He says, well, it would be, we're in it, meaning we're in Iraq, and it would be utterly disastrous, he said, if we just pulled out at this point. There's no good answer at this point. We're in the middle of the river, and we have to swim to the other side. I don't think we can turn around and go back, says Doolittle, who, by the way, avoided military service, just like all the other chicken hawks in the administration. And then he said, Americans are not ones that like long, drawn-out conflicts. My constituents would be in favor of a bold stroke. Yes, if he had a bold stroke, we'd be in favor of that for Doolittle, comma, oily creature. But get in, get it done, get out. I think most of them supported the effort to go into it, and I also would guess if you took a poll or something and asked people how they feel it's going, they would have a disappointed response. But that disappointment, he said, does not make them anti-war, huh? That disappointment does not make them anti-war. It's not working. So does that mean you're pro-war or are you anti-war? Rather, they just don't believe we've done the job, and maybe they are starting to believe we cannot do the job. I don't know. I don't believe we can't do the job yet. Despite his misgivings, Doolittle said he believes the U.S. will remain in Iraq in some capacity for many years. I don't think it matters who the president is, whether it's Hillary Clinton or whomever the Republican might be. He said, I think we're there for years to come. And like we're in Kosovo in that area, the question is, are we there on the front lines or are we there as advisors? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So let me ask you, here is what Doolittle has to say. He says when it comes to Dickey's plan to escalate the troops, he has little confidence, he has virtually no confidence that the troop increase will work. But he says but he has no idea what the U.S. would do if the president's gambit fails, and he's prepared to support this increase in troops. If it were his life, if it were his kid's life, he might sing a different tune. That's why Charlie Rangel's onto something with the draft. What are your thoughts about this creature, John Doolittle, who doesn't think this escalation is going to work, but he's going to support the president anyway, even though he thinks that he has little confidence that anything will work, and he has no idea what the U.S. would do if the president's gambit fails. So he's got no idea for a plan B here. Let's head over to the phone, 349-1320, Pat in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Good. My thought's kind of tangential, but maybe it kind of goes to the core of it, too. I was just thinking about that Michael Moore movie where Moore walks up to him and says, would you sign up your child for some draft information? And Doolittle looks like the stereotypical class nerd who's above the battle, who thrusts his arms to his side and walks in a duck walk away from Moore. It was a really odd piece of body language, and it was really telling. I'll leave people to make their own interpretation.
Did he waddle off, or did he kind of oil off in the news? Because he's so oily, I think he leaves an oil slick wherever he goes. That's what I think.
I think you're giving him too much credit. He was the kid in high school that the jocks used to put in a headlock and then put him in the toilet and flush the handle.
He was a towel boy.
Perhaps.
He was a towel boy. They put his head in the toilet and they flushed the handle?
Yeah.
And what happened? His brains went away?
Well, you know, some fair-minded folks like the kind of person I always wanted to be tried to bail him out the first couple of times. Then we realized the jocks had it right. So.
Oh, you're mean.
Know,
oh, Pat, you are so. It's high school all over again, yes.
Exactly. You know, I was thinking this is the second time. I'm almost 60, and this is the second time in my life when the Republican Party has compromised the constitutional process seriously. Led us into horrendous levels of debt, cost us unnecessary lives, cost lives overseas unnecessarily. And Richard Nixon made me a Democrat because he bombed Cambodia without checking in with Congress. Now, this guy's thinking about going into Iran without congressional approval. It just, the whole thing drives me nuts. What I'm getting at is that there's something in the Republican Party that evidently the public likes and keeps getting drawn back to. And what that promise is, I don't understand, because it shouldn't even be on the map anymore. Yet somehow or other, it's there, and it provides really substantial cover for conscienceless people like John Dewey.
Well, but you know, here's the story. These people are delusional and they're madmen, and they're becoming even madder. You never thought that they were delusional. I never thought I would use these terms to describe these people. They're taking us down one bad road after another, and at some point we've got to put barricades in that road and stop this process. Pat, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. Charlie Brown calling. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Enid.
Give us an update. What's going on?
Well, John Doolittle seems to be changing his tune quite a bit here. He's pretty much looked at everything I said to be needed to be done in the district, and sounds like he's trying to change his stripes a little bit, but don't think he's going to make it.
Well, for among the nearly comatose among us, Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, to whom we are speaking right now, U.S. Lieutenant Colonel, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, do I have that sort of right?
You have that right, with a son in the active duty Air Force that's getting ready to rotate back to Iraq for the fourth time.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, following the war and what's not going on over there very closely. I'm just wondering, with John Doolittle saying he supports the troops, but he's got questions about the war and Bush's lack of a plan now. This is the same guy that brought Bush out to campaign for him, but now he seems to be kind of stepping back a little bit, getting his distance from the president.
Well, why would that be, Charlie Brown? Because he sees that the Bush's approval ratings are even lower than his?
That's probably so. I'm curious, too. He said during our debate that the weapons of mass destruction all got moved to Syria. I wonder if John still believes that fairy tale, too.
Well, what he's saying here, which I think is really interesting, he does not think that this escalation, this troop increase, is going to work, but he's going to support the president anyway, which is, don't you think that's very interesting? I don't think this is going to work, but I'm going to support it anyway, and he has no idea what the U.S. would do if this gambit fails.
Yeah, so he's going to put another 21,000 young adults over there to get shot at, some of them killed, a number of them wounded.
Maimed.
It's not going to work, but he's still going to put him in harm's way. Boy,
well,
that's some congressman.
That is some congressman who, when he had the opportunity to put himself in harm's way, he hightailed it out of there so quickly. He became a missionary so fast, got a divinity of deferment, and when he was ordered to appear for an induction physical in Oakland, he never showed up. This is the guy who wants to send your kids into battle, but when he had the chance to go, you know, he had other priorities. He had a subsequent engagement.
Well, I like so many of them there. A lot of talk, no action.
Well, that's it. I'm calling him an oily creature, and I think anywhere he goes, he leaves an oil slick behind him. All right, Charlie Brown, do we have any updates on Brent Wilkes, the Department of Justice investigation of Doolittle, any of his campaign financing filings that tell us how much more he's spending on criminal defense attorneys? Do we know anything more about that than we did about a week ago?
Don't have any new updates. The next FEC filings due the end of the month. I would expect to see an increase in his legal fees. Don't know anything else other than what's been in the news, but I would encourage everybody to just keep after the politicians. Make sure they stand by what they said during the campaign. Don't let them off the hook. And for people like Doolittle that are trying to change their story all of a sudden, we need to be asking, that's not what you said 2 months ago. Sounds like flip-flopping.
Well, it does indeed. It sounds like he's got to save his job because you just about took it away from him. So he's going to move his lips, and he's going to let you do the talking, Charlie, because he's taking all of the things. He's sort of co-opting your positions, isn't he?
He's talking like he will. At least he's talking about he's actually going to pay attention to the district now. It's sad that it took him 8 terms in Congress to realize that people in the district actually like an honest congressman who'll come back and talk to them. But noticing all of this changes, everything else that he's claiming, He's still not giving back the money, and he still won't admit he did anything wrong.
What a guy, Charlie. Well, keep us posted if there if any more campaign information, or if there any news on the Brent Wilkes. Well, thank you very much, and we're delighted when you call in, Charlie. Thank you for doing it. Charlie Brown, U.S. retired U.S. Lieutenant Colonel, Air Force. Or U.S. Air Force, you know, there's a whole protocol that the way you say it, and he very nearly unseated Doolittle in the reddest of the red congressional districts in the state of California. I mean, it was a remarkable tour de force, and you know, it's not over till it's over, because we don't know. We know that Doolittle is being investigated, and if for some reason they haul that man off to the pokey, there'll be a special election, and maybe Charlie Brown will be very well positioned to slide into home base. Pat in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Pat.
Hey, hello, Enid. I just wanted to remind everybody that while the Republican convention that was going on the last time, they had George Bush's father and George Bush's nephew on during one of the breaks, and they were all jovial, and they were boasting about what a great kid this was and how he was following in George's footsteps, and they were just, this kid could do no wrong, and the kid was only about 23 years old, and he was campaigning for his uncle. Well, I think they ought to replay that footage and show some of the people who have died in this war, like Pat Tillman and just some of the regular soldiers that have died, not to say that everybody isn't regular, but and then show the footage of kids boasting and campaigning for his uncle, and then maybe they should ask him why he didn't volunteer to go fight in this war if they're all so gung-ho and it's the best thing we can do with our human resources.
You know, that's really a good point. I had forgotten about the good-looking nephew, and I think he'd gotten into some kind of trouble too before.
It made me want to puke watching that kid, and that's really all I have to say.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate the call. Well, you know, it's interesting that here's you have Cheney. You have Bush. You've got they have relatives who are of draft age or of fighting age anyway. Nobody from that side that I'm aware of. I mean, Jim Webb's son is in Iraq, but nobody from the top administration families to make a statement have sent any of their kids over to fight. You know, they swift-boated John Kerry when he went. They swift-boated Al Gore. You know, he didn't do too much, but he went. He went. A lot of people didn't go. And when you didn't go, and when you don't know anything about warfare, it's really easy. And when you're a sociopath and you have no feelings about anybody else except for yourself, it's easy to send other people to what could be their death, what could be a maiming. I mean, I am seeing stories of people coming back from Iraq. Not only are their limbs shot off, they can't complete a sentence. They are just, you know, they would have died from these wounds in a previous time, but now it's a lot of head trauma. I mean, it's horrible. It is more horrible than you ever want to think about. And this, you know, they were strapping kids who went over there, and now they come back, and they can barely function, and their whole lives have been altered for what was completely irrelevant, what was completely a folly. This didn't have to happen. This was a war of choice. This was a war of this was a recreational war, I think. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic on AM 1320 KCTC with the newly restored Lisa West. Well, welcome back. Are you feeling better?
Actually, much better than I was Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but not really. And I don't wish this cold upon anyone ever, not even my worst enemy, not even Bush, and I mean that. It is horrible. And I mean, I can't even laugh right now. I'll just start coughing and won't stop. We have lows tonight right around 38. Boy, it's been beautiful this weekend, hasn't it? I just loved it. 61 degrees we're going to see tomorrow. Now we're sitting at 66. Our traffic, we have got on 50 and 59th Street, a two-car crash on the right-hand side, slowing things down. Northbound 99, just north of 12th Avenue, there's a vehicle on the right-hand side. And slow-moving, there is an accident on Highway 65 and one I-5 going southbound. The traffic there is moving, I guess, on its normal speed, but you should watch out when you get to J Street. Enid Live will continue. I'm Lisa West.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, it's Jerry Healy. For many years, you and I got each weekday started in a positive direction with a feel-good moment. Something inspirational or humorous or religious or patriotic or thought-provoking, but always positive. Now we're enjoying feel-good moments on the weekend with a half hour of them right here every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8:30. And I'm proud to say that once again the good folks at East Lawn Memorial Park are presenting them. For over 100 years, East Lawn has been bringing peace of mind to area families just like yours. Look for the historic clock at 43rd and Folsom Boulevard in Sacramento. And as usual, East Lawn will be glad to send you a copy of anything you hear on Feel Good Moments. Just call them at 732-2000. Share some Feel Good Moments with me right here every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8:30.
Nobody gives away more free slot play than Thunder Valley Casino. It's true. Play the new $100,000 twice as hot free slot tournaments, and you could walk away with as much as $2,000 in free slot play. Free tournaments are held every day from noon to 3 a.m. Earn just 250 points on your Thunder Valley Players card and get a free tournament entry. President and Platinum players get one free entry per day. The top 15 scores each day win free slot play, up to $2,000 worth. And there's even a second chance drawing every Saturday where 10 lucky players will win $1,000 each in free slot play. Thunder Valley is giving away over $100,000 in free slot play just for using your player's card. Free slot tournaments every day. Second chance drawings every week. It's never been easier to win free slot play. Only at Thunder Valley Casino, home of the hottest slots. Check I-80 to Highway 65, left at Sunset.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Discover Company.
Hi, I'm Linda Clayton for Gazzetta & Company Fine Jewelers. You want the best? You go to Gazzetta & Company Fine Jewelers and you'll be treated the best. You'll have the best of the best. And that is why they've been voted for so many years the best place to buy jewelry in Sacramento. Gazzetta & Company specializes in designer jewelry. They have the fine, ideal cut diamonds that you're looking for. So why waste your time going anywhere else? You'll always get that warm, friendly service, and you'll talk face-to-face with the authorities in bridal design. No one sells more designer jewelry and fine quality diamonds than the experts at Gazzetta & Company Fine Jewelers. So don't miss out on the best of the best at Gazzetta & Company. 805 Howe Avenue Plaza and in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center in Roseville. Tell them Linda Clayton sent you.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
Ah, warm weather, sunny skies, and shorts. That's what I've got on my mind. I don't care if it is cold and rainy outside. I'm thinking shorts because I haven't worn shorts or skirts in years, and now I can, and I look great. I used to be so embarrassed about my unattractive spider veins always hiding my legs, but not anymore. I finally called Dr. Daniel Monahan at the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center. The truth is, I saw so many ads for vein treatment, and it was confusing, but I knew I wanted the best. It's my body, and I wanted one of the leading experts in the industry. Dr. Monahan's practice is solely dedicated to the treatment of veins, so they provide the best treatment possible. So if you've been hiding your legs due to embarrassing spider veins, don't put it off any longer. It's time to take care of yourself so you too can be excited about wearing shorts again. Call the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center at 791-VEIN. That's 791-8346 and make your appointment today. Summer shopping is right around the corner.
Thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom?
Call Kitchen Mart, Sacramento's most trusted remodeling expert since 1976.
Kitchen Mart can handle your project from start to finish, no matter what your budget. Kitchen Mart is a one-stop shop providing services in craft-made cabinetry, countertops, and more.
With their experienced team of designers and remodelers, handle your project.
Stop by their showroom today near Bradshaw and Highway 50 or see KitchenMartInc.com. Call 362-7080. That's 362-7080.
Let Kitchen Mart help you create the kitchen or bathroom of your dreams.
Watch for the Rockland Showroom opening soon.
At Jackson Rancheria, now through the end of February, you can win your share of $130,000 just by playing your favorite games. That's right, $130,000 of hot seat cash can be yours. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, just play your favorite games and we'll randomly select winners from all over the casino. Imagine hanging out with your friends at the machines and then all of a sudden we draw your name. Winner! So, what would you do with all the extra cash? So come on down and get in on the winning only at Jackson Rancheria.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, the day when most heart attacks occur, but we're not here to break your heart, we're here to mend it. Talking about this, well, we're having a good conversation today, 349-1320, and it's better when you join it, 866-626-1320. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, KCTC. 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays, and we're talking about John Doolittle, Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle, an oily creature if ever there was one, who doesn't think that the troop increase will work, but he's going to support it anyway because, hey, it's not his kid, it's not his life at stake, it's somebody else, and what does he care? The New York Times is reporting today something to do with Sacramento, and I want to share it with you because I signed up for it. Part of, you know, newspapers are so concerned that nobody's going to be reading them and that they're going to become sort of obsolescent and, you know, kind of go the way of 8-track tape recorders, I guess, that they're trying to figure out all these ways to interest people. And so what McClatchy has done at the Sacramento Bee, or the Sacramento Bee owned by McClatchy, has announced that it was introducing a new website focused on California government and state politics with all the skinny in it. I guess you would get it before it was published in the newspaper. Presumably it will be published in the newspaper. And guess what it's going to cost you? It's called Capital Alert. Did you see this? Do you know what it's going to cost a year to do this? Well, I think more than your newspaper subscription, $499 a year, $500. And they give you a 2-week free subscription, so moi, your radio goddess, signed up for the 2-week free subscription. And so far, I'm pretty underwhelmed. Has anybody signed up for the 2-week subscription? This is interesting that this is what they're trying to do. It's you can get a lower rate if there are offices or organizations that buy several memberships at once. In addition to the extra content that is now a fixture of paid registration newspaper websites, Capital Alert will also allow subscribers to enjoy early access to some articles scheduled to appear in the next day's paper. Most of the paper's articles are currently uploaded to the Bee's website around midnight. Capital Alert will have these articles and editorials focusing on politics available at 8 p.m. the night before. So you get it for 4 hours earlier, and it costs you almost $500 a year. Full 500, $499 is $500. Many newspapers, including the New York Times, have placed at least some of their content behind paid registration walls in attempts to generate more online revenue. But as far as I know about the New York Times, most of what they make available is available in the paper. So I am wondering if this is going to be successful. I think what they're looking for are the people who are lobbyists and politicians and I think that's who they think this audience for this is going to be. But has anybody signed up for it yet? It's kind of an added bonus. B now has two levels of news access. The difference between first class and coach, I guess you could say. I'm not going to be critical of them, said somebody, because we're at a point in time where newspapers will have to be creative and innovative with how they're going to use their online content to generate revenue. What are your thoughts about this? I've signed up, and so far I don't think I even got a Capital Alert today. Maybe I did. If I did, I deleted it. And so far it hasn't had a whole lot in it, and this is the 2-week subscription. This is the sizzle that's supposed to sell the steak, right? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I want to also talk about a piece I saw in the Bee today, or over the weekend. This rail yard developer. Did you read about this guy named Stanley Thomas? I had this is just an intuitive buzz on it, an intuitive hit. based on the reporting about this guy, and he's a guy who is an Atlanta developer. He proposes to double the size of Sacramento's downtown, and according to the B story, he tends to make a big impression on people. When he walks into a room, there's some presence, you know he's there. He is a former University of South Carolina fullback. He makes big plans, too. And here's the reporting, and then I'll tell you what my impression was. He's juggling projects in 8 states, including the development of a 26-square-mile ranch in Florida, an 800-acre mixed-use shopping, hotel, and housing project on a former rock quarry in San Antonio. He's 52. He also sells embryos. Oh, don't tell that to the religious wrong. From the prize breeding cattle. Oh, I guess it's okay then. On his ranches, and gives thousands of dollars to Republican candidates, including President Bush. He was apparently supposed to attend an event. Now they're not going to say what events he's going to attend because he had to cancel because he had a meeting. He was called to a meeting with President Bush, says his staff. We don't know if there's any independent corroboration for that. You know, the feeling I had after I read this, that he was got so many different projects going in so many places, whatever the reality is, my sense of it was, this is a guy who's got a great spin machine. He's got projects in 8 states, allegedly. Who knows how overextended he is on any of them? Who knows how, one step ahead of a shoeshine he could be? And if he didn't show up to an event in Sacramento where they said he was going to be, his staff said he got a call to attend another engagement the last minute. He had a meeting with President Bush. You know, could you verify that? Could you independently corroborate that? Or is that what his staff puts out when he can't show up for one reason or another? I mean, who knows? Maybe he's among the nearly comatose. We don't know. But in any event, they puff him up. But the puffing up of this guy sounds like he's like it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. Now, maybe I'm completely wrong, and this guy really has got the steak as well as the sizzle. But after I read this piece, and maybe it was either my take on it or something sort of buried in the piece, sort of, not underground, but what do I want to say, between the lines kind of writing. When I was finished reading this, all I could think of was Four Flusher. That's all I could think of. Now, I'm sure, maybe he's a big deal guy. He's a big deal developer. The city fathers and mothers, they just think the world of him. Southern, what people are saying about him, Southern gentleman, gracious manners, but means business. He's 52, devout Southern Baptist, raises prize-winning Angus cattle and sells their embryos. He has done the Rim and mixed-use development in San Antonio, 16,000-acre Thomas Ranch in Florida, Pavilion at La Quinta. You know, a lot of these developers are very overextended. I don't know if he's one of them or not, but I don't know why. Even though this was a big puff piece on this guy, I didn't get a great feeling about him. You may have. Did you have the same feeling, or did you not even bother looking at the reporting on this Thomas guy? I don't know why. Just me, maybe. 349. Maybe he's going to be the greatest thing for Sacramento since Schnortzy. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Don in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don.
Oh, Enid, how you doing there?
Doing well.
Yeah, I did read that article on the developer, but I want to kind of kick back to the Doolittle thread again, if I
mm-hmm.
could. I mean, anytime you mention that guy, it gets my juices going. I heard you talking about his stance on Iraq. I wondered, did you have a chance earlier to talk about at all about the little bit that was in the Beast Sunday, I believe, about global warming?
No, we haven't. Why? What does it have to do with Doolittle, other than the dam is a damn bad idea?
No. There was actually side-by-side pieces on the issue of global warming. One of them, an interview with Boxer,
uh-huh.
and the other, an interview with Doolittle.
Oh, you know what? I guess I didn't see that.
On front page.
Okay.
And let me just go into this a little bit, in which Doolittle flatly denies that there's any problem with global warming.
Ooh,
and he actually bases his skepticism by citing Michael Crichton, the author that wrote this particular book. And so, and this kind of dovetails with, there was a news item today that Nielsen did a 46-country survey on global warming, the perceptions in these countries, and over 80% of the respondents said that they were either strongly or very concerned about global warming. Which country do you think came in last in that and had the fewest number of people that actually, strongly or very concerned with global warming?
Ours?
The United States of America.
Well, because we've had all this junk science. You know, this is an administration that is really happy to, they really pull it out. They're like Rush Limbaugh. They concoct it right on the spot. They pull it out of their rear ends. And if, and they haul, they pull off any scientific evidence from various websites. At the Grand Canyon, it's a scandal that they allow a book that says the Grand Canyon was developed, you know, in 10 minutes because the people who wrote this booklet were anti-evolutionists and so on. So, you know, we are being pervaded by the junk science, by the outright lies in every single aspect by this administration.
Yeah, but, you know, there's also a little, and there's that another aspect, you need to touch on this, is that the demographic group in America that is the most the biggest deniers of this are the fundamentalists. And that's, you know, and you might want to say, what has the Bible got to do with global warming? Well, you just said it.
It's literal. The earth was created in 6 days, and on the seventh day the Lord rested.
Well, it's not only that. It goes deeper than that. It's just the fact that the fundamentalists essentially are anti-science. You know, it can be the earth sciences, it can be biology, it can be the climate sciences. These people basically just cannot adjust their thinking as to what the conclusions of science are. And that's and to have Doolittle, I'm not terribly surprised, but for Doolittle to basically be taking their perspective on things and making these kinds of, you know, comments like he did, you just kind of want to ask yourself, what is it, you know, in those 0-4 district voters that just keep sending this guy back? I mean, they must look in the mirror occasionally and ask themselves, do I really believe what he believes?
Well, that is a really good question. Let's see if anybody will answer it. Don, I thank you very much for posing it. You know, I talked to somebody over the weekend, a neighbor of mine, lovely, lovely person, a delightful person who is a big Bush supporter. I mean, so I'm not going there with that conversation. Let me just share this with you. CBS News, this is an advisory from CBS News. U.S. officials tell CBS News serial numbers on parts used to make advanced explosive devices powerful enough to breach the armor on American tanks in Iraq have been traced directly back to Iran. These are U.S. officials saying this. Now let me ask you. Are these U.S. officials with an agenda who want to, the same agenda that told us that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction? So now these are armor-piercing IEDs, and you can trace them all the way back to Iran. How can they trace the serial numbers? Because maybe we sold that stuff to Iran? What do you think? So now they're ginning up the war? Is that what's going on here? Oh, you know, don't get me started. Well, there's more as we continue. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live. Time now to check traffic and weather together on AM 1320 KCTC with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Madison Avenue, at Main Avenue, we have a traffic hazard. Looks like there's a vehicle right-hand side of the road, slowing things down just a little bit over there. Diablo and Stationaris, look, we've got a two-car crash there. Palm Avenue, just east of College Oak, a three-car crash from Fulton Avenue at El Camino Avenue, a two-car crash. Our weather tonight, partly cloudy, but we're going to see, well, sunny tomorrow, 61. Most tomorrow night, about 41 tonight, 38. We're at 67. And Enid Live continues. I'm Lisa West, and your calls coming up next today in 1320 KCTC.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320.
Sacramento's left channel.
Honey! Honey!
What? What's wrong? Where have you been? And why is your face red?
I was at Cache Creek, and now I've got this fever.
Oh, come here. You're burning up.
Cache fever jackpots, hon. They're hitting all the time. Can you turn the air on?
Oh, my goodness. Your pockets are swollen.
Those jackpots. They start at $20,000 and hit by $30,000, and I had my Cash Club card in, and bam!
Bam?
Boom! They do that all week long, every single week. All these Cash Club members winning. We have to go back.
You need to rest.
I can't rest. I've got cash fever, and there's only one cure.
A cool washcloth on your forehead?
No! Cash fever jackpots and water. I'm really dehydrated.
Of course you are.
Cash fever jackpots only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Just take I-80 to 505 North, then west on Highway 16. Check the growing cash fever jackpots online at cachecreek.com.
Get the fever!
We're here with Blabber Becky to discuss SureWest's new wireless offer. So with a name like Blabber Becky, you must talk a lot, huh?
I talk and talk and talk and won't shut up. I mean, I can blab and blab for hours on end. That's why I just got SureWest Unlimited Calling. And now SureWest is offering free unlimited texting forever. So when I get tired of talking, I use my thumbs to text and text and text. And I send a bazillion text messages, so now my parents won't freak when they get the bill.
Plus, in addition to free unlimited texting forever, you also get a free Kyocera strobe phone with a cool keypad that makes texting super easy just for signing up with SureWest. So what do you say, Blabber Thumbs?
I give it two thumbs up.
Get it now. This offer won't last forever. Stop by a showroom or call 866-SureWest for full details. Log on to SureWest.com for an exclusive online offer. So for wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, SureWest. Restrictions apply. New activation required. Texting offer applies to original customer only and uninterrupted service. Excludes taxes, fees, and rebates.
Going to the dentist used to be my greatest fear. Thanks to a wonderful dentist, I'm no longer afraid of the dental chair. Dr. Craig Johnson of Sun River Dental Care saved my smile with Sedation Dentistry. I used to hate to show my teeth when I smiled, but when Dr. Johnson explained how simple Sedation Dentistry was, my fears disappeared.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Johnson of Sun River Dental Care. Sedation Dentistry is changing people's lives here in Gold River and across the country. With Sedation Dentistry, you simply take a small pill prior to your dental appointment and all your fears subside. We can correct years of dental problems in as little as one visit. In addition to sedation, we offer one-on-one communication and support from a professional life coach who will help you understand the process and ensure your comfort and well-being while visiting our office. To find out more, call me, Dr. Craig Johnson, at 916-635-1191. That's 916-635-1191. Or visit me on the web at sunriverdentalcare.com.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
.345 on the Monday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, right here on AM 1320, KCTC. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the war. We're talking about the administration ginning up something in Iran. We're talking about Doolittle, who says that he doesn't think the troop increase is going to do anything at all, but he's going to support it anyway because, you know, hey, he's got no skin in that game. And I want to add to the conversation a couple of things. First of all, the governor is issuing a health challenge. Schnortzy, who's barely healthy himself these days, really is the bionic man, is floating a proposal that would reward people who improve their personal habits. He wants Californians to shape up. So what he is proposing is to reward people who improve their diet, who seek more exercise, who quit smoking, and who drink less alcohol. And the people who do that would be incentivized with the following. They would receive health care discounts for undergoing assessments that determine potential health risks and suggest ways to modify behavior. Those patients would be reevaluated every 2 years. The plan would also increase access to smoking cessation programs, alcohol treatment if necessary. Those using public health plans like Medi-Cal could receive gym memberships or weight loss counseling. The governor, addressing some kids at a middle school, said that as people get older, they get ill because they have a terrible lifestyle. They smoke, they drink, and they eat all kinds of terrible things. So let me ask you this question. I don't have a problem with incentivizing people who are doing the wrong things. And we've had doctors who are listening to Enid Live call in to say that 95% of their practices and people's problems that they see day to day are to do with issues that they can control, to, you know, being overweight, substance abuse, smoking, and all of that. That there's only really about 5%, a lot of you who are physicians or medical providers have said, really are other issues. But 95% of what a lot of doctors see has to do with the effects of things that we can control and we don't. Because I think there's a mentality we can do whatever we want. We can take a pill to fix what we have screwed up. But as your goddess here has, because I was a pudgy little kid, I've struggled with weight my whole life. And weight is not just weight. Weight is really a psychological map. You eat when you're bored. You eat to transform your mood. I mean, it isn't only, everybody knows how to lose weight, which is eat less, exercise more. But it's way more complicated. It's as simple as that, and it's way more complicated than that. But here is a proposal that would incentivize people who have lousy habits. But what about those of us who have really worked to have good habits, who are in the gym every day? How about incentivizing everybody to, how is it that you have to be a mope, a physical mope, eating all the wrong foods, eating all, you know, wallowing in trans fats, substance abuse, drinking too much, smoking too much, wildly overweight, and we will incentivize you to lose weight because all of us, you know, it's costing all of us in terms of paying into the system. But how about the people who are doing the right thing? Shouldn't they be incentivized too? If we're doing the right thing, shouldn't somebody give us a discount on our gym membership so that we don't turn into pork chops? You know, if we aren't smoking, should somebody give us a little discount on our medical exams? All the things that he's proposing. What are your thoughts about that? 3491320. So if you've been a good person, you get nothing. But if you've been profligate your whole life, guess what? You're going to get gym discounts and every other thing that they can float. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Enid. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
But I didn't want to call you about this, but speaking of bad habits, what's with this thing in Charlie Brown's district that has this bad habit of voting Doolittle in? How do you break that one?
Lobotomy.
But what I want to
shock therapy.
Think about
electroshock treatment and a brain transplant.
Doolittle is the lamest of lame ducks. Just think about this. He can't do anything for his district because he's going to be supposedly spending his time clearing his name. What the hell good is he?
Well, he's no good even when he's working on most of his cylinders, in case he's got any cylinders left. But we will know more at the end of the month, Charlie Brown tells us, because there will be campaign filings, and we'll find out how much more dough. He's already paid criminal defense attorneys about $100,000 that we know of.
Well, let's hope he goes down hard. I can hear the splat.
You know, there was a story about one of these movie moguls who died, and everybody hated him. He was widely reviled in Hollywood. But when he died, he had this huge turnout at the funeral. Did you ever hear that story?
No.
And everybody said, how come everybody hated him? How come everybody turned out to his funeral? Because they all wanted to be sure he was dead.
Well, I'll be there for his funeral, believe me.
Well, at least his political funeral.
Right.
Well, you know, here's a story. There are a lot of books written on the power of prayer, right?
Okay.
And this is serious. There's a physician, an MD, who did a study on the power of prayer. They took two groups. One group did not know it was being prayed over, and one group wasn't prayed over, and the group that was being prayed over but didn't know that it was improved. Its physical health improved better, you know, more than the other one. So if you can improve people's fortunes by praying over them, can you do the opposite? I'm just wondering if you think bad thoughts on someone's behalf, will it have an effect?
Well, Doolittle has been praying the other prey on us, spelled with an E.
P-R-E-Y, he's been praying on us?
Yes, right.
Well, I guess we can return the kindness. Mike, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West on AM 1320, KCTC.
Thank you very much, Enid. Partly cloudy and maybe sunny, sunshiny weather. Okay, you know what? It's the cold speaking. I know it. I can't even speak. 61 for the high tomorrow, 38 for the low, and we're sitting at 68. Our traffic a little slow moving South Bend 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. Looks like we have a two-car crash. Also coming back, South Bend I-5 and at J Street and Madison Avenue at Main. There's a two-car crash there as well. Enid Live will continue. I'm Lisa West. More and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
Is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Boxcar Bedding is Sacramento's only authorized top name brand mattress clearance center with big savings on closeout, mismatched, exchanged, and slightly blemished mattresses. Visit their Rockland store or call 1-888-9-BOXCAR to find a location near you.
Danelle Nicotri, have you heard about the new AT&T Unity plan? If you're feeling a little constrained by your calling plan, with the AT&T Unity plan, wireless, business, and home phones all work together. Singular has joined the new AT&T to create the largest free calling community on the planet. Introducing the AT&T Unity plan. Subscribe to AT&T Unity and call 100 million AT&T business, home, and Singular wireless customers for free. No more counting minutes, no more waiting for nights and weekends. Okay, now that's Danelle's world. For everybody who's not Danelle, if we can deliver all this to her world, we can deliver the same to you. The new AT&T is the most complete provider for the way you live, with TV, broadband, home phone, and wireless. Call 1-877-TRY-UNITY or stop by your nearest Singular wireless store. Oh, and Danelle, say hello to your 100 million new friends for us. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Unlimited calling between qualifying AT&T home and business customers and Singular wireless customers. Requires qualifying AT&T wireline services and a combined bill. Domestic direct dial calling only.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta & Company.
Hi, I'm Linda Clayton for Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers. You want the best? You go to Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers and you'll be treated the best. You'll have the best of the best. And that is why they've been voted for so many years the best place to buy jewelry in Sacramento. Gazetta & Company specializes in designer jewelry. They have the fine, ideal cut diamonds that you're looking for. So why waste your time going anywhere else? You'll always get that warm, friendly service and you'll talk face-to-face with the authorities in bridal design. No one sells more designer jewelry and fine quality diamonds than the experts at Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers. So don't miss out on the best of the best at Gazetta & Company, 805 Howe Avenue Plaza and in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center in Roseville. Tell them Linda Clayton sent you.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta & Company.
When your vehicle needs to be repaired, take it to Paul Blanco Chevrolet. No matter what make or model, I've got high-tech software to help diagnose the problem and skilled technicians that will fix it right the first time. Paul Blanco Chevrolet is located in the middle of Sacramento off 99 on the corner of Lauren and Franklin. So if you're from Sac, you can leave town to go to an auto mall or visit a Quick Lube, Smog Joint, tune-up place or transmission store and pay more. Or come see Paul no matter what make or model. Oil change $18.95. Smog $29. Tire rotation $6. Tune-ups and brakes from $54. Transmission, electrical, or major engine work. No matter what make or model, we'll fix it right and save you money. Paul Blanco Chevrolet's full-service auto repair. And on Saturday and Sunday, come visit the community's new giant wholesale farmers market located on 10 acres behind the dealership. Call 422-2000. That's 422-2000. Or paulblanco.com.
When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? If you don't, it's time to see Dr. John G. Finkler at Accent Aesthetics right here in the Sacramento area. A board-certified plastic surgeon with over 20 years of experience, Dr. Finkler offers procedures that can help turn back the hands of time, like state-of-the-art facelifts, endoscopic forehead and brow lifts, eyelid surgery with nearly invisible scarring, laser skin resurfacing, and the new Visage Coblation treatments that offer a rapid recovery time. Dr. Finkler has even taught procedures to other doctors at the University of California, Davis. So you know you're in the hands of a trusted plastic surgeon.
Call 1-800-MAKEOVER. That's 1-800-MAKEOVER.
Now providing IPL photo rejuvenation for improvement in appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, sun damage, and brown spots. Call Accent Aesthetics today at 1-800-MAKEOVER. That's 1-800-MAKEOVER or visit them at accent-aesthetics.com.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. I'm bringing sexy back.
Well, I like that part about the sexy back. I think your goddess working out in the gym, being a gym rat. I think my back. I think I pulled a little something here. So anyway, the number here. And oh, what are you listening to? Well, you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live, and the conversation is.
at 1320leftchannel.com.
After months of hope, Barbaro has to be put down.
It was one time in horse racing where everybody was pulling for the same horse to win.
New details on troublemaking by Iran.
Iran is trying to bleed the U.S. in Iraq.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Back in May, Barbaro seemed unbeatable. He dominated the Kentucky Derby.
They're coming to the finish. It's all Barbaro in a sublime performance.
And 2 weeks later, he seemed poised to win the Preakness when something went terribly wrong at the start.
Barbaro has pulled up. Barbaro's out of it. Barbaro, there's all trouble, and he has... It's his right hind leg that he is favoring, and Barbaro is out of it.
The leg was shattered. Veterinarians were able to repair it, and through the summer and fall, it looked like the champion horse might make a slow recovery. But last week, he developed an abscess in his right hind foot and started to fail. Dr. Dean Richardson, the chief surgeon, says Barbaro was clearly suffering.
He was just a different horse. He was, you can see he was upset. That was the difference. And it was more than we wanted to.
This morning, the decision was reluctantly made to euthanize Barbaro. Sad news for the millions who followed his story. John Lee is a spokesman for the New York Racing Association.
There's something about the human-animal connection that is extremely strong, and we saw it really hit people very emotionally. People who never had anything to do with horse racing, they were Barbaro fans and they were Barbaro supporters.
Now this...
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
Kenny Mayne here with Walt at the driving range.
Right in the woods, shanked it.
Walt's a bad driver when it comes to golfing.
Terrible.
But he's a good driver on the road, and Progressive Direct rewards good drivers.
Come on, Walt. Once.
In fact, good drivers like Walt, who switched to Progressive last year, saved hundreds.
Oh, jeez. Look at the four!
Which can buy Walt some golf lessons. See what you can save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today.
I love this game!
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Rates and potential savings will vary.
National security correspondent David Martin has a CBS News exclusive details on Iran's efforts to fuel the fighting in Iraq.
U.S. officials tell CBS News serial numbers on parts used to make advanced explosive devices powerful enough to breach the armor on an American tank have been traced directly back to Iran. These officials also say rocket-propelled grenade launchers and assault rifles found in Iraq bear Iranian factory markings. Last May, a British helicopter was shot down by an anti-aircraft missile supplied by Iran.
In recent raids on Iranian offices in Iraq, U.S. forces have turned up computer disks with inventories of the small arms Iran has provided to Shiite militias and records of payments to key militia members. Today, in a National Public Radio interview, President Bush issued a new warning.
If Iran escalates its military action in Iraq...
Yes.
To the detriment of our troops and or innocent Iraqi people, we will respond firmly.
And in a statement issued later, Mr. Bush accused Iran, along with Syria and Hezbollah, of working to destabilize Lebanon. The price of oil fell back today to $54 a barrel.
I'm Dan Revive. Oil traders welcomed what many call a helpful comment by Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. that an oil price of $50 a barrel is good for customers and for the producers of oil. Analysts say with the Saudis as the biggest suppliers, OPEC countries have failed to carry out their agreement to cut production when Iran, Venezuela, and some others wanted to push the price back up over $70. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
For years, McDonald's has promised its customers a break from trans fats, but struggled to come up with a formula that would eliminate the unhealthy substance in cooking oil while not changing the taste of its famous fries. Now, after extensive testing, the company says it's found the right mix. The new oil is being phased in. In fact, it's already being used at 1,200 Mickey D's in the United States. Since 9/11, there's been concern that terrorists might try to hijack a plane and fly it into a nuclear power plant. But today, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission ruled that making the plants impact-proof isn't practical. It's up to the military to prevent such an attack.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, KCTC. You can join the conversation. And when you do, it's always a better conversation. And I'd like to say, I think we've got one of the best conversations going in talk radio. And certainly in Sacramento, I think. You may disagree, but it's lively, it's vibrant, it's challenging at times, provocative at other times, lots of fun. We play lots of notes here, but we always like to have really good information, and it's a better conversation when you participate, when you join the conversation. You can do it. It doesn't cost you anything. Most of you have never called us. Most of you listen, and you are content to listen. And we know that in talk radio, I think less than 1% of the audience ever calls in. More and more you are taking the dangerous step of calling Enid Live and letting your thoughts be heard, and we love it when you do it. So crank up your courage. If you seem a little bit nervous, I know that one of the, they always say one of the things that's most anxiety producing for people is when they have to speak publicly, but we're not, you know, if I thought that anybody was actually listening to this show, I probably wouldn't be able to do it. The two of us are just talking. So if you feeling some, you know, if you're feeling a little trepidation, calling in, so would I. It's just comes with the territory. You'll get over it. You know, we're all big kids around here, and you know, you'll move through it, and you'll say what you have to say. And we move through our calls pretty quickly, so you know, it won't take you a long time to say it. And I think we'll be all be enlightened for your having shared your thoughts. So if you're in the 916 area code, always toll free to Enid Live. 349-1320, or if you're not, 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, or WeStreamLive1320LeftChannel.com. Well, everybody, it was Hillary all the time over the weekend. And we've been talking, if you're joining us, let me just tell you a little bit of where we've been. We've been to John Doolittle. John Doolittle is saying he doesn't think that the troop increase is going to work, but he's going to support the president anyway because, hey, it's not his kids going in there. And he has no idea if this particular gambit fails, what we would do. He has no ideas at all. I wonder what your thoughts are about that. We've been talking about Arnold Schnortzy, Governor Schnortzy, who wants to incentivize people who are doing all the wrong things in terms of their health by giving them, you know, freer checkups, more medical something or other at no cost, maybe discounting gym memberships and so on. And I'm saying, well, what about those of us who really work hard at keeping ourselves in good health? You know, your goddess's mantra is, A, why make our beneficiaries happy? And B, we're going to outlive our enemies. So why not incentivize everybody? Not simply, you know, in other words, you are being penalized. If you've been taking good care of yourself, you're being penalized in a way if they're incentivizing the people who have not taken good care of themselves. Do you see what I'm saying? So what are your thoughts about that? Also, the B is offering for a mere $499 a year, $500 a year, you can get a capital alert, some additional content, and 4 hours before it typically, this information typically goes on the website. You can get it at 8 p.m. instead of waiting till midnight, and it'll cost you $500 a year to get it. Is it worth it? I have a 2-week freebie subscription. That's what they're offering everybody. And so far, I don't see anything great on there that would make me want to spend $499, but maybe I haven't given it enough time. Your thoughts on that? 349-1320. Okay, all Hillary all the time over the weekend. We've been talking a lot about who should be the Democratic candidate. And I've got to tell you something. I heard some sound bites. They tear into her for stuff they would never tear into a man for. And that I'm really opposed. But one of her problems, I think, is not only that she's polarizing, but one of the reasons she is polarizing, we know she's starchier than Bill. We know she doesn't have the same gift of connecting with people in the way that he does. Although I've seen her in small groups. I've seen her at bookstore when she was on tour with her book. I've seen her. She's very warm and funny and charming. And people who know her say all of that about her. But when she talks, I have got to tell you, and maybe she stepped on it a little bit because this was Iowa. This is the Midwest. She sounded so harsh, that Midwestern, and I'm, you know, your goddess here is from the Midwest, and we have a feeling for the Midwest in Sacramento, which has been described as Omaha with palm trees. We've all heard that, haven't we? And we love Sacramento, and Sacramento has very Midwestern values in lots of ways. Sacramento, I don't know if you're aware of it, has always been, I don't know if it still is, it was a perfect test market because it has the same kind of demographics as you find throughout the rest of the United States, sort of concentrated in Sacramento. So if something is successful here, it will tend to be successful nationally. And maybe that Porcio Bloviator across the way is an example of that. But in any event, when I heard the sound bites of Hillary talking, she sounded harsh and shrill. I hate to say that because it's a word always used to apply to women. It's never applied to men. They're aggressive, and that's a good thing. But if a woman's aggressive, she's shrill. Well, Hillary did sound shrill. And she made a joke, and every now and then everybody's been dissecting her joke, and she was for the war before she was against the war, and all of that doesn't ring true, I have to say. And I hated hearing the sound bites. But I want to share with you, one of my favorite observers is Frank Rich, New York Times. I like his column a lot. He usually has really interesting things to say. He used to be the theater critic for the Times, and he was called the Butcher of Broadway when he was, because he was really tough. And just, you know, if the New York Times didn't like a play, that was it. It could tank. You know, the investors would shudder in their boots waiting for the reviews to come in. But here's what Frank Rich has to say about, Hillary. He said she was talking about the kind of leadership and experience that she says, why is she in the race? She said, because I wanted to draw the contrast between what we've seen over the last 6 years and the kind of leadership and experience that I would bring to the office, said Hillary. Frank Rich says, well, she couldn't have set the bar any lower. President Bush's speech was less compelling than the Monty Python sketch playing out behind it. The unacknowledged race between Nancy Pelosi and Dick Cheney to be the first to stand up for each bipartisan ovation. Winner, Pelosi. He talked about a little bit about the State of the Union address where Bush offered a dead-on arrival proposal that for health care. And few Americans know more about health care than Senator Clinton, as it happens. And if 27 Americans hadn't been killed in Iraq last weekend, voters might be in the mood to listen to her about it. But polls continue to show Iraq dwarfing every other issue as the nation's number one concern. The Democrats' preeminent presidential candidate cannot escape the war any more than the president can. And so she was blindsided Tuesday night, just as Mr. Bush was, by an unexpected gatecrasher. And that was the rookie senator from Virginia, Jim Webb. Though he's not a candidate for national office, Webb's 9-minute Democratic response not only upstaged the president, but also, in an unintended political drive-by shooting, gave Hillary Clinton a more pointed State of the Union contrast than she had bargained for. And I'm going to tell you who else is giving her a pointed contrast, and that's Barack Obama. He's a little bit on the adolescent side in terms of political experience, but still, she is not standing up well next to him. To the political consultants favored by both Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Bush, Mr. Webb is an amateur. More than a few Washington insiders initially wrote him off in last year's race to unseat a star presidential prospect, the incumbent Senator George Allen, who became known in the race as Senator McCaca. Mr. Webb is standoffish. He doesn't care whom he offends, and good for him on that, including his own base. He gives the impression, as he did Tuesday night, that he just might punch out his opponent. When he had his famously testy exchange with George Bush over the war at a White House reception after his victory, Beltway poobahs labeled him a bore, much as they had that other interloper who refused to censor himself before the president last year, Stephen Colbert. And do you know who they're going to have as the comedian for the White House correspondence dinner? Not anybody as edgy as Stephen Colbert. They're going to have a Republican, Rich Little, who, has he had a job? I mean, have you heard of him lately? Has he appeared anywhere in the last 10 or 15 or 20 years? It's like schnortzy. I mean, these Republicans have got the most creaky talent who appear. So why are White House, the correspondents, are so careful not to offend Bush? And they're going to have Rich Little, who's been instructed not to mention Iraq and not to mention Bush. I mean, tell me about that, will you? But this country, Frank Rich continues, is at a grave crossroads. It craves leadership. When Mr. Webb spoke on Tuesday, he stepped into that vacuum, and for a few minutes anyway, he filled it. It's not merely his military credentials as a Vietnam vet and a former Navy secretary for Ronald Reagan that gave him authority, or the fact that his son, also a Marine, is serving in Iraq. It was the simplicity and honesty of Mr. Webb's message. Like Senator Obama, he was a talented professional writer, you know, six best-selling thrillers, screenwriter, before entering politics, so he could discard whatever risk-averse speech his party handed him and write his own. His exquisitely calibrated threat of Democratic pushback should Mr. Bush fail to change course on the war, if he does not, we will be showing him the way, continued to charge the air, even as Mrs. Clinton made the post-speech rounds on the network. Mrs. Clinton cannot rewrite her own history on Iraq to match Barack Obama's early opposition to the war, or James Webb's. She is not prescient enough to see, as Mr. Webb wrote in the Washington Post in September, back in September of 2002, even before we went into war, that, quote, unilateral wars designed to bring about regime change and a long-term occupation should be undertaken only when a nation's existence is clearly at stake. But she's hardly alone in this failing. The point now is not that she mimics John Edwards with a prostrate apology for her vote to authorize the war. You don't get do-overs in life or in politics, she once said. What matters is to the country is what happens next. What matters is the leadership that will take us out of this fiasco. This is how Hillary Clinton, now we're getting to the meat of it. This is how Hillary Clinton explains her vote to authorize the war. She says, quote, I would never have expected any president, if we knew then what we know now, oh, famous last word, to come to ask for a vote. There would not have been a vote, and I certainly would not have voted for it. John Kerry could not have said it worse himself, says Frank Rich. No wonder last weekend Saturday Night Live gave us a quote Hillary who said, quote, knowing what we know now, that you could vote against the war and still be elected president, I would never have pretended to support it. That was it. That is exactly it. Now, I have to say that that porky old fat bloviator junkie across the way had some clips about Hillary talking to some code pink people around the time that she voted in favor of the war, saying that she had carefully researched everything, she had talked to a number of people, and unfortunately she just decided that she had to support it because that's what the evidence, blah, 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 blah. I think that even then she was looking at triangulation. She felt that she had to support this or she would look weak on military whatever, so that if she's going to run for president in 2008, she needed to vote to authorize the president. And now, I think the Saturday Night Live bit, which I did not see, if you saw it, I want to hear from you, has it exactly right. Hillary, the fake Hillary on Saturday Night Live, who said, knowing what we know now, that you could vote against the war and still be elected president, I would never have pretended to support it. Well, if you remember at that time when we went into the war, if you even uttered anything, I mean, people were all over you. One of you called the other day to say his wife was in a mainly Republican workplace and could not say anything at all, couldn't say a word about it for risk of offending her her colleagues and so on. And remember the Dixie Chicks, they were just about done out of their career. They almost took a huge career hit. Took them a while to come back. So everybody had to be on the same page. I was not. And I was doing talk radio in Denver, where they had no progressive radio until I got there. And the station where I worked was really not. It was really mainly owned by conservatives. And we sort of featured both sides. So you can imagine, here was carving out an audience, listener by listener, because everybody was very conservative. And here I was saying these things that nobody was saying in the run-up to and in the beginning of the war. Nobody was saying it. But, you know, it was evident. It wasn't that I was particularly prescient. It was that it was just clearly evident to everybody that this war didn't have to be fought. I mean, there were so many questions about it. Hillary Clinton must have known it. I think the Democrats caved. And my question is, what's it going to take for them to show some spine? The president knows that he can do whatever he wants, and he's not getting any pushback. I don't care how threatening Senator Webb's words were in the follow-up to the State of the Union. So far, there is no pushback. And the Fox and everybody, even the mainstream networks, the cable networks, are all making a lot of hay out of the fact that at a news conference, Hillary repeatedly dodged a query about whom she had in mind at a town hall meeting earlier in the day when she slowly and theatrically repeated back a question And the question was, and here's Hillary saying it, what in my background equips me to deal with evil and bad men? With a conspiratorial smile. The question referred to foreign leaders. The audience, which responded with a roar of laughter, clearly thought that Mrs. Clinton had been thinking of tormentors on the domestic front. So they won't let her off the hook. She really is going to get so much more grilled. And that voice is way too shrill. If she could take a few lessons from her husband, Elvis, he's got that laid-back voice. You know, he said, I was against the war. I don't know what he says, but you know how he talks. He's sexy. He's got a sexy voice. And I guess if you're a woman, you can't be like Mary Carey. You got to sound like you're going to be the president. But you don't have to be shrill either. And maybe she was being more Midwestern, but the sound bites were not pretty, I thought. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. She's trailing in Iowa. She's wooing her voters in conversations. Is it going to work? I hate to trash a woman, and I'm going to vote for whoever the Democrat is. I'm sorry. The Democratic candidate, that is who I'm voting for. But I have to tell you, I hope it's not Hillary, and it might be. She's got all the money. And I hope they realize that she's not electable. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320, or at least she doesn't seem to be electable at the moment. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West on AM 1320, KCTC.
Thank you very much, Enid. There was not too much to discover on our highways and byways today. We do have a hit and run at El Camino Avenue, just east of Howe Avenue. Otherwise, things are going pretty smoothly. We're going to see lows tonight right around 38. Highs coming up tomorrow, 61, and we're at 67 at AM 1320. Enid Live and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This feels great.
Yeah, planning a spa day was the perfect gift for ourselves. The leg massage was just what I needed.
Me too. Speaking of legs, your legs look fantastic in that dress the other night. I don't remember seeing you in a dress before.
That's because I haven't worn a dress or shorts in years. I used to be so embarrassed about my spider veins, but no more. I went to see Dr. Daniel Monahan at the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center.
I thought about treating my spider veins, but all the ads for vein treatment are confusing.
You're right, but I looked for the best. I wanted one of the leading experts in the industry. Dr. Monahan's practice is dedicated to the treatment of veins, so they provide the best treatment possible.
By the looks of your legs now, you certainly made the right choice. Maybe I should call Dr. Monahan.
Absolutely, but call today. We want to be ready for summer clothes shopping together.
Call the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center today. Call 791-VEIN. That's 791-8346 for the Vein Treatment and Surgery Center.
Hi, it's Jerry Healy. For many years, you and I got each day going in a positive direction with a feel-good moment. Something inspirational, sometimes humorous, sometimes thought-provoking, sometimes patriotic, but always positive. Because you've told us that you've missed them as much as I have, I'm very happy to say that feel-good moments are back on the air right here. Now you and I have a half hour of feel-good moments to enjoy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8:30. And once again, we can thank East Lawn Memorial Park for making it possible. East Lawn has been serving area families just like yours in a caring way for over 100 years. If you'd like a copy of anything you hear on Feel Good Moments, just call East Lawn at 732-2000. I certainly hope you can be here to share some feel-good moments with me every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8:30.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.425 on the Monday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 on AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about Hillary, and boy, did she get a roasting from Frank Rich in Saturday Night Live, which they did a fake Hillary who said, knowing what we know now, that you could vote against the war and still be elected president, I would never have pretended to support it. And then Frank Rich goes on to say that compounding the problem for Hillary is that the theatrics of her fledgling campaign are already echoing the content. They are so overscripted and focus group bland that they underline rather than combat the perennial criticism that she's a cautious triangulator too willing to trim convictions for political gain. Last week, she conducted three online web chats that she billed as opportunities for voters to see her in an unfiltered way. Surely, Rich writes, she was kidding. Everything was filtered, from the phony living room set to the appearance of a campaign blogger who wasn't blogging, to the softball questions and canned responses. Even the rare query touching on a nominally controversial topic, gay civil rights, avoided any mention of the word marriage, let alone Bill Clinton's enactment of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. When a 14-year-old boy from New York asked Ms. Clinton what made her, quote, so inspirational, it was like those town hall meetings that Dickie used to have. After 6 years of Ask President Bush, mission accomplished, and stage sets plastered with plan for victory, Americans hunger for a presidency with some authenticity. Patently synthetic play acting and carefully manicured sound bites like Mrs. Clinton's look out of touch. Mr. Obama's bare bones webcast and website shrewdly play Google to Mrs. Clinton's AOL. So here it is. Chuck Hagel, the Republican senator from Nebraska, argues in a must-read interview in GQ.com that the war is starting to redefine the political landscape and scramble the old party labels. In any event, should Mrs. Clinton, writes Frank Rich, actually seek unfiltered exposure to voters, she will learn that they are anxiously waiting to see just who in Washington is brave enough to act. What are your thoughts about Hillary Clinton? I think everything he has said is true. Everything he says about her, it's all triangulated, it's all kind of phony, it's all kind of bland, and when she talks, it's kind of shrill. And you know what? Her explaining her vote on Iraq and authorizing the war does not sound believable to me. I hope she's not the candidate. I really hope she's not. I'd like to see a woman in there, but maybe it'll be Nancy Pelosi. Maybe if the two dicks are indicted, Nancy Pelosi, two indictments away from the presidency. 349-1320-866-626-1320 Bernard in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Well, I agree with you entirely. I think that what happened to Bill Maher after he came out against the war, George Bush, rather, the reaction to that the public had to him, and then he, you know, I think it surgically removed the spines of most Democrats, and that was, I think, why we have what we have. And the people who took a stand against the war early on seemed to me, at least in my mind, to be the people you have to stand behind, because these are the people of principle, and these are the people you want to put. You want to put the best.
You know, that's true. That's true, because they were fearless. They took such a beating.
You want to put the best candidate in, not the person with the most money, not the one with the biggest name. You want to put the best person in the job.
I'm with you. So who's the best person, Bernard?
Well, it could be. I don't know them all, but I'm simply saying there's Barack Obama, there's Jim Webb, who's not running at least at the moment, but you never know.
I'm going to tell you who's got cojones, and that's Chuck Hagel. He can say it because he's a Republican, and he is a Vietnam vet, and he came back badly beaten up from the war. His body was in shreds when he came back. And so he's coming from a place where, coming from him and the genuine, or if he's learned to fake sincerity, he's learned his lessons well. It looked like genuine anger, and he said all the right things. But let me say something. He's horrible on a woman's right to choose, and he's apparently not so hot on the environment either.
Well, you know, I agree with you on that matter, too, but I think that you still look at putting in the best possible candidate, regardless of who that is.
Well, but a candidate on what? He might be a good candidate on the war, but there are a lot of other issues besides the war, except that the war is the elephant in the room right now. Okay, I thank you, Bernard, for the call. 349-1320. Do you agree with what Bernard had to say? You put the best possible candidate in there. And who is the best possible candidate? Let me tell you what Chuck Hagel said, because on the war he's good, but on all these other issues, the issues that some of us care a lot about, he's not so good. So then what do you do in a case like that when it's not so black and white, when there's a lot of gray? And remember that if you put a Republican in there, all their cronies come back, the ones that have been so corrupt. And let me tell you something that I heard over the weekend. I was driving around listening to 1320, listening to Ring of Fire with RFK Jr. and Mike Papantonio, and there was a guest on, and she was talking about how this war was made safe. It was like four big companies that have really profited immensely from this war. In one case, and I think I have my figures more or less correct, there was 82,000 dollars worth of fuel. Halliburton had to get $82,000 worth of fuel somewhere. And you know how much they charged the government for that $82,000 worth of fuel? You want to guess? Just guess. $27 million. $27 million for this $82,000 worth of fuel. This has been a field day for the cronies of this administration. Meanwhile, we don't even have enough oversight in the state of California, because there isn't any money for it, I guess, to look at paramedics, to see that they're not felons, that they're not substance abusers, you know, so that all those vials of narcotics and whatever it is they travel with when they're out on emergency calls, that they're not imbibing, which some of them are, and some of them are stealing from the people that they're there to help. So some of these paramedics have criminal records or have done criminal acts. And in Denver, it was a huge scandal. And here, we're just beginning to see the depth of potentially the same huge scandal. 349-1320. We don't have money for that. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. So here's what Chuck Hagel had to say. He said, Congress has duties. In the case of the war, meeting those duties was not convenient. Congress did not meet them. And so the Congress has stood in the shadow of this issue, Iraq, for 4 years. As John Warner noted, said Hagel, we have a constitutional responsibility as well as a moral responsibility to this country, to the young men and women we asked to go fight and die with their families. This is not a defeatist resolution, this non-binding resolution, which means nothing because Dickie's going to ignore it. We're not talking about cutting off funds, not supporting the troops. This is a very real responsible addressing of the most divisive issue in this country since Vietnam. Hagel goes on to say, sure, it's tough. Absolutely. I think all 100 senators ought to be on the line on this. What do you believe? What are you willing to support? What do you think? Why are you elected? If you wanted a safe job, go sell shoes. This is a tough business, but is it any tougher, us having to take a tough vote, express ourselves, than what we're asking our young men and women to do? I don't think so. Can I tell you something? How much wussier can it get? Just voting on a non-binding resolution, that's about as wussy as it gets. How do you even compare yourself to the people who are being sent over to Iraq to fight? And to fight this thing that has already failed. We've already lost this war. Why send one more person over? 349-1320. So is it so hard to do a non-binding vote? This is a crew that doesn't have the cojones to pull the funding or to push back to Dickie in any significant way. All right, those of you, your goddess does not have children because your goddess is not married. Well, not that you necessarily have to have one to have the other anymore, but in any event, what I do know about, if you're going to say to your kids, If you give them toothless resolutions, you know, don't you dare drive, before you have your license, or I'm gonna send you a non-binding resolution. You think your kids are gonna believe you? You think you're gonna change any behavior that way? Whatever the behavior you want to change, don't you dare smoke before you're the right age to smoke. What is that, 18 or 21? Or I'm gonna send you, my darling, a binding resolution. That is what the Congress is doing, and they hardly have the cojones to do that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bill, in Yuba City. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Enid. I just want to make a comment about Chuck Hagel. My understanding is that he was an executive with a voting machine company, quit that company, ran for office, and won a surprising victory on machines manufactured by the company he was the CEO of.
Yes.
What a guy.
They also had no paper trail, so there was no way to verify his win.
Yes.
Well,
so what? So your point is, we can't believe
anything? The point is, I'm not sure I'd want to trust the guy on major issues.
No, and there are a lot of issues that that we wouldn't agree with him on. But I'll tell you what he has done, and I think this is where Democrats can take a page out of his playbook. He has struck exactly the right note. And he's done it because he was a Vietnam vet and a Republican. If a Democrat did it the way he did, maybe it wouldn't resonate the same way unless that Democrat were James Webb, who also was a Vietnam vet, and actually did strike sort of the same note on the response to Dickey's State of the Union address. But somebody has got to express the anger, and we're not hearing it from Hillary. What we're getting from her is a shrillness.
Yeah, well, I agree. I at least... From the point of view of we need to make noise about the Iraq situation, it's not working. We got to get out of there, and so we need to ride whatever horse works.
Well, I'm going to share with you as we continue, Bill. I thank you very much for the call. I'm going to share with you some of the polling that was done after the State of the Union address. If you can imagine, Dickey's numbers are even worse than they were before. Happily, 3-4. But you know what? He doesn't care. What does he care? He's the lamest of lame ducks. He's looking to gin up another war, maybe to take everybody's attention off of the one that he lost. And then there's always Afghanistan. Oh, well, we're going to provide some reconstruction and some money. Oh, what a big grab for those big corporations that are selling you $87,000 worth of fuel and charging you $27 million to deliver it. I guess that is a true story. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West on AM 1320 KCTC.
Thank you very much, Enid. Eastbound to I-80 just west of Antelope Scales, we have a vehicle on the right-hand side. Looks like a pedestrian is walking with a gas can, so stay clear of that. Southbound 99 just north of 12th Avenue, a two-car crash. And 5241 Marconi Avenue, there is a two-car crash. They're slowing things down. We've got lows tonight right around 38. Highs coming up tomorrow, 61, and we're at 66. Live and more of your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Great news. Now, no matter where you work, there's a Bare Bones Workwear store near you. All the boots and clothes you wear to work are at Bare Bones Workwear on Micron Avenue near Bradshaw and Highway 50, and now at the brand new store on the corner of Madison and Manzanita. Whether you're a contractor, nurse, restaurant worker, firefighter, or trucker, they have all your favorite brands like Carhartt, Dickies, Ben Davis, and more. Get grand opening pricing on coveralls, pants, jackets, scrubs, rainwear, high-vis, and personal protection accessories. Bare Bones Workwear also has a huge selection of work boots and slip-resistant shoes. Choose from Red Wing, Wolverine, Danner, Timberline Pro, Rocky, and more. It's all here, and it's all at the right price. Hard to fit? They'll custom order just the right size just for you. It's the grand opening sale at Bare Bones Workwear on Madison at Manzanita and off Highway 50 in Bradshaw on Micron Avenue next to 24-Hour Fitness. Bare Bones Workwear. They have what you wear to work.
Ever wonder why so many smart people shop here at Smart and Final? Ma'am, excuse me, can you tell me the circumference of the Earth?
Yes, measured at the equator?
Sure.
24,901.55 miles.
Amazing! Sir, who is Walter Camp?
He's the guy that adapted rugby into the sport now known as football.
Incredible. Why do you think so many smart people shop at Smart and Final?
Oh, that's easy. It's the smaller, faster warehouse store. So say you're throwing a big game party like I am this weekend. They've got everything you need here. Appetizers, deli meats, desserts, not to mention a great selection of beverages. And to top it off, you get low warehouse prices.
So what would you tell the people out there who don't shop at Smart and Final?
Well, I got two words for those people. Get smart.
Now through February 7th, get Smart Advantage savings on family-sized Ruffles or Lay's potato chips, 17 to 20 ounce, just $3.19 each. And Bar-S sausage, 3 pounds, 2 packs for $6. Get smart. Smart and Final, the smaller, faster warehouse store.
When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see?
if you don't. It's time to see Dr. John G. Finkler at Accent Aesthetics right here in the Sacramento area. A board-certified plastic surgeon with over 20 years of experience, Dr. Finkler offers procedures that can help turn back the hands of time, like state-of-the-art facelifts, endoscopic forehead and brow lifts, eyelid surgery with nearly invisible scarring, laser skin resurfacing, and the new Visage Coblation treatments that offer a rapid recovery time. Dr. Finkler has even taught procedures to other doctors at the University of California, Davis. So you know you're in the hands of a trusted plastic surgeon.
Call 1-800-MAKEOVER. That's 1-800-MAKEOVER.
Now providing IPL photo rejuvenation for improvement in appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, sun damage, and brown spots. Call Accent Aesthetics today at 1-800-MAKEOVER. That's 1-800-MAKEOVER or visit them at accent-aesthetics.com.
The power of radio is more than just a slogan. It's a fact. The fact is, radio reaches over 94% of all Americans each week. It's more than any other medium. Radio helps businesses target consumers by age and lifestyle through specific formats. Plus, radio can help create top-of-mind awareness and brand recognition for your business or product. If you'd like to discover the power of AM 1320, call 916-339-4585 to schedule a free marketing consultation. So what are you waiting for? Discover the power of radio. Call 916-339-4585 today.
You're already doing business everywhere. Let's make it official. Introducing the new AT&T Unity plan for small business. You'll get free calling to over 100 million AT&T business, home, and singular wireless customers when you subscribe. That includes any network call from your singular phone, even local and long-distance calls from your office phone. It's all covered for just $109.98 a month for qualified customers. Keep moving, keep working. Get the new AT&T Unity plan and it's Onward Business. For details, call 1-877-ONWARD-4. Again, 1-877-ONWARD-4. Or go to att.com/OnwardUnity. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Businesses with 1 to 10 lines. 2-year term required. Offered rate for first line only. Taxes and other charges, including regulatory cost recovery, fee extra.
Hi, Steve Maeda for the Maeda Automotive Group. Today, more and more people are using the internet to research their next vehicle. And before you spend a lot of valuable time clicking all over the place, I'd like to invite you to visit the one web address that gives you more of what you're looking for. MaedaCars.com. At MaedaCars.com, you'll find thousands of new and pro-certified used vehicles, along with unlimited 24-hour access to every vehicle in our inventory. You'll also find a fully trained internet staff who will be happy to provide you with a fast, no-obligation price quote, making sure you get the very best possible deal. At MaedaCars.com, you'll shop on your time, your terms, like it's supposed to be. So whether you're looking for a new Chevrolet, Ford, Toyota, Scion, Subaru, or Hyundai, or one of our guaranteed Maeda Pro Certified used vehicles, MaedaCars.com is the only web address you'll need. Visit us at MaedaCars.com and see why now, more than ever, Maeda makes it easy.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Paper bags and plastic hearts. All our belongings and shopping carts. It's goodbye. But we got one more night. Let's get drunk and ride around. And make peace with an empty town.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, and you can join the conversation. It's a better conversation when you do, and I think we have one of the best conversations going, and we do it 5 days a week. We do it from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, and it costs you nothing to weigh in. 349-1320 or 866-620-1320, and I encourage, and I know I have a substantial listenership that is conservative and Republican, and we might tangle, but you will be heard here. We might, I might hold your feet to the fire. I hold everybody's feet to the fire, except for when I don't. And but you will always be heard. You'll always have a forum. These are all of our, these are our airwaves, everybody's, and it's a more interesting conversation when there are lots of different points of view. So
What we're talking about Hillary. We're talking about Chuck Hagel. Now, it's you know, as many of you have pointed out, he had the voting machine company. He won an unexpected victory, and apparently no paper trail, so that's pretty suspect. And there are other areas in which he's also suspect, but he has hit exactly, he has struck exactly the right note when it comes to the war. And it's Democrats can take a page out of his playbook. I think that's what we want. We don't want Hillary's triangulation. I don't care how she contorts herself. Middle America, I don't know that middle America is going to go for her, no matter what she says. I think it's over. I think everybody's decided about her. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and the level of scrutiny. I mean, she makes a funny comment about knowing about evil men, and everybody laughs, and now they want to dissect it, and now they want to hold her feet to the fire, and then... And the sound bites. I have to say it. And, you know, they always say women are tougher on other women. I hope that's not true, but I think it probably is. She did sound shrill. And I don't like to use that word about women because it's too much used. But it didn't sound good. It did not sound good. It sounded like she was on a short tether. It sounded like your mom when she was mad at you. And those of us who are in the, you know, who are in the media, I think we're kind of attuned to what voices sound like, particularly in radio, don't you think? 349-1320. Brian in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I just had a comment about Mr. Senator Hagel's proposition about a non-binding for us to get out of Iraq. I can't agree with that. I can't.
Why?
Because we have to win.
We have to win?
Yes.
How are we going to win? We've already lost it. How are we going to win? 20,000 troops, even according to General Petraeus, is not going to do it. You need about 100,000. This is 20,000. Yeah, but we don't have 100,000, so we're sending 20,000 in.
Well, 20,000 is better than none because we still need to secure those areas.
We're not going to secure them. So why are we there? We've lost it, Brian. How old are you?
I'm 29.
29. So if you think it's so important, why don't you sign up to go?
Ma'am, I've already been, and I volunteered to go again. I'm in the armed forces.
You are? And you've been in Iraq?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay, I'm not ma'am. It's Enid, E-N-I-D. So please,
I'm from Texas. So
please don't. I'm going to tell you to please use my first name and don't ma'am me.
Okay.
You say that to the Queen of England. You call her ma'am, but I'm not the queen. As far as I know,
okay.
A princess possibly, but not the queen. Brian, so tell me why you were there. You say you were there in what branch?
I'm in the Air Force.
And what did you see while you were there?
What did I see? I saw a whole lot of things that I don't wish to see again, but for the sake of, we have to finish the job there. I'm not going with hindsight 2020. We made this mess. We have to clean it up.
Is this the right war to fight, do you think?
It's the war that we're in.
It's the war we're in. And you know what? Sometimes the better part of valor is to admit that you are, you know, what do they say in 12-step programs, that you are powerless over whatever the addiction is? You're just powerless. You're not going to win this. It's done. It's over. It was over a long time ago, and it's really over, and 20,000 more troops is not going to make it less over. So what do? Put them in there? Put them in harm's way? Some of them come back in body bags? Because you think it might work? Even guys like John Doolittle, the reddest guy in the reddest district, doesn't think it's going to work, but he's going to support the president. So why do you, Brian, think this will work?
I'm just curious, where does it benefit the United States of America to lose a war?
Unfortunately, because it was so poorly planned, because there were not enough troops, because this was not the war to fight, we lost it practically the moment we walked in. It's been lost for a long time. So the United States of America has made itself look ridiculous, and 20,000 people is only going to look more ridiculous because it's not going to work. So what do you do in a case like that? You know, and I know. Brian, if I'm going to ask you, is 20,000 troops, 21,000 going to turn the tide here? What would you tell me?
I would have to say probably not.
Probably not. So you and I are on the same page. So why even put 20?
I think that we need more men in there.
Well, we don't have them, and there's no political will for it. So why even put in harm's way 20,000, 21,000, 22,000, whatever it is? Why even put them in harm's way and send them in?
Because I'd rather die in fighting them over there than have them over here.
They're not over here, and they weren't going to come over here. We've only made ourselves more vulnerable by sending our first responders over there and incarcerating them for long tours of duty when they never had that in mind as reservists. That's number one. Number two, we have created a jihad magnet by being in there and by making it horrible. Well, if anything we do is going to be a bad solution. But I think we've got to get out of there because it's such a bad meltdown. Experts who have covered Vietnam, reporters who covered Vietnam say that this is even worse.
But the same reporters that covered Vietnam called the Tet Offensive a victory for the North Vietnamese, which it was not.
Well, I don't know about that, but all I can tell you is, you know, and I know that 22,000 people or 20,000, whatever the number is, and it's been variously reported, are going into serious harm's way. And I hate to do that. If it were me going in, a loved one going in, I would be quaking in my boots. I don't see how we do this to people when there is no good reason to do it and when we lost it. So I think you declare, I think there's strength. You know, look at it from an individual psychology point of view.
Okay.
A strong man mm-hmm. has the strength to say he was wrong when he's wrong. It's only an insecure and blustery personality who can never admit that he was wrong. We were wrong. And I think we say that you have to be strong to admit that you made a mistake. We made a mistake. We made a very horrible mistake, and it was a bad mistake. How can we rectify the mistake? We're going to get out. We'll try to put it on a better footing in some other way, but we're going to get out. And 20,000 people doesn't rectify the mistake. It only makes it worse. That's my thought, Brian. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. What do you think about it? Brian says we've got to finish the job. He says we got to finish it. Well, I said to Brian, do 20,000 people, will that finish the job? No, he said, it won't work. I said, so then why send them? We don't have 100,000 to send. We don't have them. There's no political will for it. There's not the political will to send 20,000, let alone 100,000. So you know what? You admit that you made a mistake. I'm sorry. It's not working. We won. We're coming home. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West on AM 1320, KCTC.
I'm still feeling a little bit under the weather, so I'm really happy that everyone is behaving on the roadway. I'm very happy. Southbound 99, as usual, it's a little slow over there. 38 for the low, 61 for the high tomorrow. We're 66 at Sacramento. And more Enid Live and your calls coming up. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 KCTC.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Boxcar Bedding is Sacramento's only authorized top-name brand mattress clearance center with big savings on closeout, mismatched, exchanged, and slightly blemished mattresses. Visit their Arden store or call 1-888-9-BOXCAR to find a location near you.
If refinancing your home has even crossed your mind, this is your chance to take 5 minutes and learn how we helped over 800 families save money just last month. I'm Hayes Barnard, owner of Paramount Equity, and listen how the recent launch of our mortgage bank is helping our customers take advantage of lower rates than ever before.
We've been shopping around for about a month or so. We've probably called a half a dozen or more places, and I just can't believe how low the rate is that Paramount Equity was able to get for us. It's phenomenal.
I had bad credit. I'm a truck driver. I took out $25,000. Saving $700 a month, all thanks to Paramount Equity.
Listen, regardless of your credit situation, grab the phone and give us one shot to blow you away with our guarantee to beat any written rate and fee structure. Make that 5-minute call right now, and I'll even pay for your home to be appraised. Call 290-9999 today. Paramount Equity is committed to saving our neighbors money. Call 916-290-9999.
DRE number 01387775.
Crocker Ranch by JMC Homes. Why live anywhere else?
The Galleria.
Fine dining.
Good schools.
New homes from the 300,000s to over 1 million.
The quality and convenience of life you've dreamed about.
Log on to jmchomes.com. That's jmchomes.com. Or take the short drive to Crocker Ranch in West Roseville, Highway 65 to Blue Oaks Boulevard.
Why live anywhere else?
Thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom?
Call Kitchen Mart, Sacramento's most trusted remodeling expert since 1976.
Kitchen Mart can handle your project from start to finish, no matter what your budget. Kitchen Mart is a one-stop shop providing services in craft-made cabinetry, countertops, and more.
With their experienced team of designers and remodelers, handle your project.
Stop by their showroom today near Bradshaw and Highway 50 or see KitchenMartInc.com. Call 362-7080. That's 362-7080.
Let Kitchen Mart help you create the kitchen or bathroom of your dreams.
Watch for the Rockland showroom opening soon.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
Everything that is American, this president has no relationship to. This guy is just so disconnected to the American psyche, to the American heart, to the American can-do, to the American innovative streak. The only thing he relates to is war. That's it. That's his entire relationship with the world. This president has been at war his entire life.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.455 on the Monday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. We're talking about the Chuck Hagel saying, you know, senators, you've got to step up to the plate. This requires courage. Please, for a non-binding resolution, how much courage does that require? Contra Costa Times referencing a piece in the Houston Chronicle that Chevron is holding talks with Iraq to build a facility. Oh, we're so surprised about that. Bob and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to comment, the earlier call-in talked about that we're fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them here. We've heard this many times. We heard that that the proof that we've been successful in some regard is because there hasn't been a 9/11 since we started this war.
Yeah, but these people...
It's such illogic logic.
Well, first of all, the Osama bin Laden, these people have been known. It takes them many, many, many years to plan an action. So the fact that nothing has happened in this period of time, when we have done nothing to shore up our ports, when we have done nothing, virtually nothing, to shore up our facilities, our chemical plants, our nuclear facilities, our water supplies, and so on, we don't even screen the cargo coming in. We don't screen the cargo that goes out on airplanes. Is no testimony to what we're doing in Iraq. If anything, we have made ourselves more vulnerable because we have created jihadists where none existed or where few existed by going into Iraq. We've insulted lots of people, and we've made ourselves a magnet for more terrorism, and our first responders are not here to help us. They're over in Iraq getting murdered. So that would be my rejoinder. Do you have another one? Do you have one?
No, not really. It's so hard for me to understand why so many people see the connection when it just seems so obviously flawed.
I know it. Well, but if you tell people who believe that, if you make a good case for it, it doesn't matter. Logic simply doesn't obtain. Bob, thanks very much for the call. 349.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The Bush administration has turned the spotlight on Iran and the trouble it's making for American forces in Iraq. CBS News correspondent David Martin has exclusive information from U.S. officials on what the Iranians are up to.
The techniques they are using basically span the gamut of covert operations. They are smuggling advanced explosive devices. U.S. intelligence says it knows this because it has been able to trace some of the serial numbers on the parts used to make these explosive devices directly back to Iran. And these are not just any explosive devices. These are explosive devices which use a shaped charge which has the power to penetrate the armor on a U.S. tank.
More on this story from CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Yet another warning from President Bush directed at the Iranian regime. In an interview with NPR, he said that if Iran escalates its military activities in Iraq to endanger American forces or the Iraqi people, the U.S. will, in his words, respond firmly. But Mr. Bush says that's not meant as a threat to move the conflict into Iran.
Of course, we'll protect our troops. I don't know how anybody can then say, well, protecting the troops means that we're going to invade Iran.
In a separate statement, Mr. Bush is also denouncing Iran and Syria for creating chaos in Lebanon in order to bring down its democratically elected government. Mark Noller, CBS News. The White House.
Barbaro, the racehorse who won the Kentucky Derby, only to have his leg shatter in the Preakness, had to be euthanized today. The bones had healed, but the horse developed an abscess that apparently caused terrible pain. John Lee of the New York Racing Association says the veterinarians did all they could.
I think they realized that the surgery on Saturday night was the last thing they could do. And if he didn't take to it just swimmingly, they knew they had a very, very few options after that.
Until recently, Barbaro had been making a slow recovery. After years of experimentation, McDonald's says it's finally come up with a trans-fat-free cooking oil that doesn't change the taste of its fries. The oil's being phased in. One utility official says you have to live in Alaska to have this kind of outage scenario. About 10,000 residents of Juneau briefly lost power because of a flying deer head. Tim McLeod of Alaska Electric Light and Power explains.
A bald eagle apparently picked up the head of a deer that had been killed at some point this fall or this winter and flew into a power line carrying this head of this deer.
That knocked out the line and the eagle.
One wing had made contact with one conductor, and I think the deer head had made contact with a steel structure and electrocuted the eagle.
The power was out for about 45 minutes. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 3 points, the Nasdaq up 5. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. The American Heart Association says one way to promote a healthy heart is to eat a diet naturally rich in antioxidants. So where can you find them? Well, did you know Welch's 100% grape juice contains powerful antioxidants, much like the grapes used to make red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. It may be the tastiest way to help protect your heart. I made the switch to Welch's 100% grape juice. No added sugar, unmistakably delicious taste. I'm Charles Osgood. See you on the Osgood File.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
Didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Today's technology means someone can keep track of every step you take, literally. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano reports.
We all had a good laugh when Secret Agent Maxwell Smart made phone calls with his shoe, and then some.
I'm putting a hold on my shoe and switching to my wallet.
It's not a phone, but entrepreneur shoemaker Isaac Daniels figured out how to make a GPS tracking device able to withstand the weight of a 300-pound person, waterproof, shockproof, and fit into a shoe. Parents can track kids. Family can track an Alzheimer's patient. There's even a secret button near the laces to send a distress call. Says they'll have them in stores by March, stepping off at $350 a pair. Lou Miliano, CBS News.
Daniel got the idea when his 8-year-old son disappeared from school. Fortunately, that story had a happy ending. The boy was quickly found. A woman in a nursing home in Japan is now officially recognized as the world's oldest person. Yone Minagawa has lived 114 years. The previous title holder, Emma Faust Tillman, died last night in Connecticut. I'm Bill Whitney.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Check it out, going out on a late night. Looking tight, feeling nice, it's a fight. I can tell, I just know that it's going down tonight. At the door, we don't wait, cause we know them. At the bar, six shots just beginning. That's when hip.
Your entertainment. You are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation, and we love it when you do. And even if you and I disagree, you are going to be heard. So, cost you nothing. It's completely toll-free to call Enid Live. 349-1320 is the number. If you're outside the area code, 866-626-1320. 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. We are talking about lots of different things. We're talking, if you're just joining us, gosh, where have we been? Well, John Doolittle, like our caller Brian, John Doolittle doesn't think that that oily monstrosity who is representing the 4th Congressional District, oily cretin, maybe that's better. He believes that the 20,000, 22,000, whatever the number finally is, and we don't really know what the number is, troop increase is not going to work, but he's going to support the president. Hey, it's not his kids. He doesn't. What does he care? He's not going. When he had a chance to go, he ran away. So a lot of people don't think it's going to work. Our caller Brian says, well, 20,000 isn't going to work, but we've got to finish this. You know what? It's finishing us. That's what's happening. And let me share some more information with you. 349-1320. Here it is. Gary Wills, who is a wonderful writer, professor emeritus of history at Northwestern. He's written a lot of best-selling books, very insightful man. He is talking about something that we are taking for granted, and I want to share this with you because I think we ought to be paying attention to it. He says, we hear constantly now about our commander-in-chief. The word has become a synonym for president. It is said that we elect a commander-in-chief. It is asked whether this or that candidate is, quote, worthy to be our commander-in-chief. But the president is not our commander-in-chief. He certainly is not mine. I'm not in the Army. I first cringed at the misuse in 1973 during the Saturday Night Massacre when President Nixon, angered at the Watergate inquiry being conducted by the special prosecutor Archibald Cox, dispatched his chief of staff, Al Haig, to arrange for Cox's firing. Haig told the Attorney General, Elliot Richardson, to dismiss Archibald Cox. Richardson refused, and he resigned. Then Haig told the second in line at the Justice Department, William Ruckelshaus, to fire Archibald Cox. Ruckelshaus refused and accepted his dismissal. The third in line, you remember this man, Robert Bork, who has since become a verb, you know, you bork somebody. Robert Bork finally did the deed. President Nixon was not Mr. Ruckelshaus's commander-in-chief. The president is not the commander-in-chief of civilians. He is not even commander-in-chief of National Guard troops unless and until they are federalized. The Constitution, writes Gary Wills, is clear on this. The president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states when called into the actual service of the United States. When Abraham Lincoln took actions based on military considerations, he gave himself the proper title, Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy of the United States. That title is rarely, more like never, heard today. It is just Commander-in-Chief, or even Commander-in-Chief of the United States. This reflects the increasing
militarization of our politics. The citizenry at large is now thought of as under military discipline. In wartime, it's true, people do submit to national leadership more than in peacetime. The executive branch takes actions in secret, unaccountable to the electorate, to hide its moves from the enemy and protect national secrets. Constitutional shortcuts are taken, quote, for the duration. But we have not seen normal life in 66 years. The wartime discipline imposed in 1941 has never been lifted, and the, quote, duration has become the norm. World War II melded into the Cold War with greater secrecy than ever, more classified information, tougher security clearances. And now the Cold War has modulated into the war on terrorism, which will never end, by the way. There's never been an executive branch more fetishistic about secrecy than the Bush-Cheney one. The secrecy has been used to throw a veil over detentions, renditions, suspension of the Geneva Conventions, and of habeas corpus, torture, warrantless wiretaps. We hear again the refrain so common in the other wars, if you knew what we knew, you would see how justified all of our actions are. But hey, we can't tell you. The glorification of the president as a war leader is registered in numerous and substantial executive aggrandizements. But it is symbolized in other ways that, while small in themselves, dispose the citizenry to accept those aggrandizements. We are reminded, for instance, of the expanded commander-in-chief status every time a modern president gets off the White House helicopter and returns to the salute of Marines. This is an innovation that was begun by, guess who, Ronald Reagan in the movies. He thought, you know, he thought he fought overseas because he did some of these war pictures, but no, he didn't. Dwight Eisenhower, a real general, knew that the salute is for the uniform, and as president, he was not wearing one. An exchange of salutes was absolutely out of order. George Bush came as close as he could to wearing a uniform while president when he landed on the telegenic aircraft carrier in an Air Force flight jacket. We used to take pride in civilian leadership of the military under the Constitution, a principle that George Washington embraced when he avoided military symbols at Mount Vernon. Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan's prescient last book called Secrecy traced the ever-faster-growing secrecy of our government and said that it strikes at the very essence of democracy, accountability of representatives to the people. How can the people hold their representatives to account if they are denied knowledge of what they're doing? Wartime and war analogies are embraced because these justify the secrecy. The representative is accountable to citizens. Soldiers are accountable to their officers. The dynamics are different, and to blend them is to undermine the basic principles of our Constitution. But the point he's making is commander-in-chief. How many times is that being used? You know, it's being used so often that it has become the wallpaper. We don't even question it. We don't even question the militarization. He is not your commander-in-chief or mine, Dickie, unless we're in the Army or in the Navy, or unless the National Guard were federalized. 349-1320. We're also talking about Chuck Hagel, who has managed to play just the right notes in being angry about Iraq, calling his fellow senators to account, telling them that they've got to step up to the plate and take the and have the courage to vote for this non-binding resolution. Well, courage. How much courage does that take? As opposed to the courage it takes to be sent over or to go voluntarily to fight a losing battle in Iraq. That takes courage. Standing up for a non-binding vote, well, you know what? If you lose, if you're not reelected, you're not coming back in a body bag. Maybe a political body bag, but not an actual one. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320. Maybe the Democrats could take a page out of Chuck Hagel's playbook be able to do something that is pushed back to the president. Something. Nancy Pelosi in Afghanistan reported, now that she's been to Baghdad over the weekend, reported to want more of a troop withdrawal. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Chris, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, after listening to Brian, I got a few points I want to touch on to all the bumper sticker patriots out there, if I could.
Sure.
This is kind of a rant.
All right, fast, though.
Okay, mission accomplished, allowed President Bush to say this is no longer a conquering army, it's an occupying army, we can install a government, they can sign the paperwork for privatizing oil. America,
you've got to, Chris, turn your radio down. You've got to have your radio down.
I don't have a radio on.
Oh, okay, because I'm hearing something in the background.
On my TV.
All right. Anyway, all right, so what are you saying? How do we get out of this thing?
How do we get? We just leave.
We just leave. Okay, I'm for that.
But there's... He says he wants to fight them over there so he won't fight them over here.
Right.
We can't take, one of the superpowers on the planet can't take one city door by door. What makes him think terrorists are going to be able to come to America and take it door by door? And I don't think a lot of the Muslims really want their daughters on Girls Gone Wild, and you don't see a Muslim channel Jerry Springer. I mean, we're not a real enviable country. The Patriot Act and the repeal of habeas corpus, Bush's ability to hire and arm private security and not report to Congress, and couldn't we, one way to get them out might be to put a cap on the amount of money we can borrow.
Well, okay. All right, we put it out there, see how people respond. I thank you very much, Chris, for the rant. 349-1320. What do you think about what Chris had to say? 866-626-1320. Eric in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Enid, I'd just like to go back in the Wayback Machine to the war in Bosnia and how the Republicans on the floor of the House were saying every day, oh, Clinton's not a fit commander-in-chief, and we shouldn't be there, and what's our exit strategy and stuff? And now they're saying, oh, the president is omnipotent, and oh, we mustn't question him. You know, how the tune has changed.
How the tune has, and what a mess it is, too. Eric, I thank you for the call. Also, we've been talking about Hillary. Nobody thinks that... I think over the weekend, the sound bites were on the shrill side, which I hate to use because it's always used toward women, but they didn't sound good to me. She was also scrutinized in a way that the press and the public would never scrutinize a man. She said a funny line, and now everybody's playing it ad infinitum, and what did she really mean about it? And so it's a way to put her down. She really is going to have her work cut out for her. And what she says about Iraq, it's too wanting to have it always. If she knew then what she knows now, but what then she was saying that she carefully reviewed everything. She spoke with a lot of experts. And Saturday Night Live had it right. They said that... they had a fake Hillary, and they said essentially that if she knew that she could have voted against the war and still be elected president, she would have. 349-1320-866-626-1320. John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi there. You know, we got a madman in the White House. I think he's getting ready to invade Iran because he's drumming up the support, saying that Iran interfering is the stability in Iraq. And the scary thing is that he might be succeeding. Once he invades Iran, he might stabilize the whole region there. And the only problem is that may be stabilized for the short term, but for the long term, we're going to have more Muslim people hating U.S., and eventually he's really creating Armageddon for us.
Well, there was a CBS special alert, a special advisory, which I shared with you. Let's see if I still can find it again. And what it was that... they were able to, let me see if this is it. I might have deleted it, but what it was they were able to trace the serial numbers of IEDs that could pierce all of our body armor, whether the armor of a Hummer or what anything that we've got. And they traced those serial numbers to Iran. Now, how would they be able to trace the serial numbers to Iran?
I don't know. But like I said, he's drumming up evidence that only they know. And the other thing is that, you know, talking about the candidate right now, they need to have a way to drum up their own, you know, way to stop them. Because the OA, you know, the people can look at who can able to stand up against Bush and elect that person, because if Hillary or Edwards or Obama cannot even stand up now, they're not going to have a chance in 08. The other thing I think is right now, in order to stop him, we need to go to the constitutional law. And because this is the power struggle between the executive and the legislative, we need to have Supreme Court to step in right now. We need to have somebody come.
Supreme,
you know,
Court, the same Supreme Court that made him the president? That Supreme Court?
That's true. But the thing is that I still think that there's enough moderate in Supreme Court now thinks he's a madman, too. So we need to at least have a way to go bring up a lawsuit.
Let me ask this question. Do you think we're angry here, and we're listening to a progressive radio station, AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. What do you think, middle America? You think they're as angry as we are?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think it is. The only thing is that a lot of them feel powerless, just like me and you, you know, and they don't know enough about the struggle between the power struggle. But the thing is that we need somebody to bring up a lawsuit to show that, based on the Constitution, the president abusing the power. And I think that based on the moderate judges we have in the Supreme Court, we might have enough vote to stop him for now.
Okay, I thank you very much, John. A creative solution as always. 349-1320. Right after the, I think this is taken right after the State of the Union address. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the way things are going in the U.S. at this time? This is a Newsweek poll. Satisfied? 30%. Dissatisfied? 61%. Thinking ahead to the next presidential election, would you rather see a Republican or a Democrat elected as our next president? Let's see. It looks like the total, 28% Republican, 49% want to see a Democrat. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, my comment is I think we need to impeach this president to prevent any further war and damage to our country. He's tearing apart this great nation.
Wait a minute. I'm not your phone, there's a, you're kind of, the quality is kind of muddled. So tell me again, I'm not getting what you're saying.
Yeah, my point is just to stop, the best move to stop this madness is to impeach this president. You know, if we will not do that, especially the Congress, he's tearing apart this country slowly but surely.
Well, I agree with you, but for some reason the Democrats don't even want to take intermediate steps. Maybe they're just finding their way. That would be the best case explanation. But they don't want to pull the funding because they'll, maybe they're going to look bad to the electorate. They don't want to, whatever the means are to, if, whatever the means are to stop this president, we're not seeing them being instituted by the Democrats so far.
Yeah, because the Democrats, they're trying, I mean, they're in a fine line right now, especially this coming elections. But anyway, I will vote for Democrat. Either way, I will vote for Democrat. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Mike. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together on AM 1320 KCTC with Lisa West.
North, thank you very much, Enid. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Marconi Avenue, we have a two-car crash that's slowing things down a bit, and as usual on that, in that area. Southbound 99 just south of Laguna Boulevard, we have a vehicle on the right-hand side that seems to be, looks like it's stalled, and that's slowing things down. Northbound 99 at Bond Road and 12th Avenue as well. 5241 Marconi Avenue, there's a two-car crash. Tonight, lows 33, highs coming up tomorrow, 61. We're at 66. I'm Lisa West, Enid Live, and more of your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
It's Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Ever wonder why so many smart people shop here at Smart and Final? Ma'am, excuse me. Can you tell me the circumference of the Earth?
Yes, measured at the equator?
Sure.
24,901.55 miles.
Amazing! Sir, who is Walter Camp?
He's the guy that adapted rugby into the sport now known as football.
Incredible! Why do you think so many smart people shop at Smart and Final?
Oh, that's easy. It's the smaller, faster warehouse store. So say you're throwing a big game party like I am this weekend. They've got everything you need here. Appetizers, deli meats, desserts, not to mention a great selection of beverages. And to top it off, you get low warehouse prices.
So what would you tell the people out there who don't shop at Smart and Final?
Oh, I got two words for those people. Get smart.
Now through February 7th, get Smart Advantage savings on Crystal Geyser Water. 35 half-liter bottles, two cases for $9 plus CRV. And Stouffer's Party Size Lasagna serves 12, just $8.99. Get smart. Smart and Final, the smaller, faster warehouse store.
Nobody gives away more free slot play than Thunder Valley Casino. It's true. Play the new $100,000 twice as hot free slot tournament, and you could walk away with as much as $2,000 in free slot play. Free tournaments are held every day from noon to 3 a.m. Earn just 250 points on your Thunder Valley Players Card and get a free tournament entry. President and Platinum players get one free entry per day. The top 15 scores each day win free slot play, up to $2,000 worth. And there's even a second chance drawing every Saturday, where 10 lucky players will win $1,000 each in free slot play. Thunder Valley is giving away over $100,000 in free slot play just for using your player's card. Free slot tournaments every day. Second chance drawings every week. It's never been easier to win free slot play. Only at Thunder Valley Casino, home of the hottest slots. Take I-80 to Highway 65, left at sunset.
Ah, warm weather, sunny skies, and shorts. That's what I've got on my mind. I don't care if it is cold and rainy outside. I'm thinking shorts because I haven't worn shorts or skirts in years, and now I can. And I look great. I used to be so embarrassed about my unattractive spider veins, always hiding my legs, but not anymore. I finally called Dr. Daniel Monahan at the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center. The truth is, I saw so many ads for vein treatment, and it was confusing, but I knew I wanted the best. It's my body, and I wanted one of the leading experts in the industry. Dr. Monahan's practice is solely dedicated to the treatment of veins, so they provide the best treatment possible. So if you've been hiding your legs due to embarrassing spider veins, don't put it off any longer. It's time to take care of yourself so you too can be excited about wearing shorts again. Call the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center at 791-VEIN. That's 791-8346. And make your appointment today. Summer shopping is right around the corner.
Doctor.
What is it?
Lisa's back with another severe asthma attack. Her parents couldn't afford the medicine you suggested or health coverage.
This is happening too often. Thousands of kids who can't afford insurance end up in the ER.
Today, nearly 800,000 children in California lack health care coverage. Without insurance, these children are forced to delay treatment and are more likely to get seriously ill.
But emergency rooms are so expensive.
Uninsured children don't have an option. They have nowhere to go.
And who pays for that?
Well, we have no choice but to pass the cost along to those that do have insurance.
That's not fair. To them.
That's not fair to anybody.
The average family pays more than $1,000 a year in higher premiums for the cost of caring for the uninsured. It's the hidden tax of California's broken healthcare system.
Our system doesn't work. We need to reform it and start insuring all kids.
Contact your local legislator and let them know that you believe we should cover all kids. To find out more, log on to 100percentcampaign.org. Cover all kids, because the price of doing nothing is too high. Paid for by the 100% campaign.
Buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Right. 5:26 on the Monday edition of Enid Live, the day of the week when most heart attacks happen. Our hearts are getting broken around here looking at some of the candidates. Howard Feinman, MSNBC, talking about Hillary's biggest hurdles to victory. Did you catch the other way that she was highly scrutinized over the weekend, besides the comment she made about knowing, having dealt with evil bad men before, and then everybody laughed in a knowing way, and then everybody scrutinized her, and who did she mean, and was it a bill, and was it those right-wing horrible people who attacked them, and who did she mean? She was singing the national anthem, and her mic was open. And she sings out of tune, and they made so much out of this. They wouldn't have done it had it been anybody else, but they did it with Hillary. So your thoughts about that? And I've said that she sounded, her soundbite sounded kind of shrewd. And here's what Howard Feinman says her biggest hurdles to victory. Iraq. The grassroots, netroots deeply doubt her anti-war cred, her support for toughly worded but functionally meaningless Senate resolution notwithstanding. Their favorite major candidate thus far is Edwards, who calls his authorizing vote in 2002 a mistake and supports slashing funds for the president's troop escalation. MoveOn.org and its allies have little general election clout, but they have plenty in the primaries. And this year, I'm told, they plan to hold issues elections on their websites with each candidate represented by a YouTubeable statement. The first issue contested Iraq, the likely winner, not Hillary. Money wars. The struggle for the allegiance of big donors is on, especially between Hillary and Obama. There is a new generation of hedge fund fat cats, and competition is fierce. Terry McAuliffe, the Hillary Uber fundraiser, jovial tell-all author, and former party chair, makes it clear that he thinks it's a bad idea to give to more than one candidate, though in fact it's not all that uncommon. Net risk on the web. Hillary offered herself as an open-hearted neighbor, eager to bond over coffee. It was an appealing image, one that the campaign will guard by carefully limiting the national press's access to her in places such as Iowa. Is Hillary really the warm and welcoming person we saw on the couch? Friends say yes, but evidence to the contrary can come from anywhere. So those are three of the issues that Howard Feinman and MSNBC thinks face Hillary. I think she's got other issues as well. One of the stories we've been following is the politicizing of prosecutors. The administration, every administration appoints U.S. attorneys, and usually they serve, unless for some reason they don't, but usually they serve for the duration of the administration's term. Well, in this case, and these are appointees by the Bush administration, what they have done is, under the radar, kind of a story, They are systematically getting rid of some of the independent, tough-minded prosecutors, U.S. attorneys, and we think the reason is that these are the same people who could be like Patrick Fitzgerald and go after members of this administration. We couldn't, when Alberto Gonzalez, that mediocrity, was being grilled on Capitol Hill by various senators, they asked him for a count of how many of these U.S. attorneys were being replaced, and he didn't have it. He wouldn't talk about it. It's a personnel issue. They said, we don't care about the personnel issue. We just want a count. How many? He wouldn't say it. Maybe after lunch he could get them the numbers. I don't know if he ever did get them the numbers. The story is finally making its way into the mainstream because CNN is beginning to look at it, and Jack Cafferty, who, of course, is one of their commentators, in his gruff everyman way, has taken on the question of the Bush administration's placement of conservative loyalists in U.S. attorney spots. Finally, it's getting the attention that it deserves, but let me share with you some of the hair-raising information that we have. First of all, they have pulled the U.S. attorney in San Francisco. They have also pulled the one in San Diego. And that one in San Diego, by the way, is the one who successfully prosecuted Duke Cunningham. He is in the pokey right now, collecting, by the way, his congressional pension, all of it. The legislation that's going to limit, if you are convicted of a felony, it's from this time forward not retroactive, and it should be retroactive to people like Bob Ney and Duke Cunningham, I think. What are your thoughts about that? In any event, this attorney, this U.S. attorney, Carol Lamb, they are pulling her out, and she's the one who's looking into Brent Wilkes, this contractor. We think there will be an indictment of Brent Wilkes, and Brent Wilkes gave a lot of money to John Doolittle, so it comes around full circle. So if we know that John Doolittle is under investigation, so if they can see the link there, if the Department of Justice can establish the link, it could not bode well for John Doolittle, who has already spent, as far as we know, more than $100,000 on legal fees. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So let me give you the latest on who is being appointed to fill some of these slots, these U.S. attorneys who were appointed by the Bush administration, this Bush administration, Dickey. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, a mediocrity, is transforming the ranks of the nation's top federal prosecutors by firing some and appointing conservative loyalists from the Bush administration's inner circle who critics say are unlikely to buck Washington. You know, here's the other way of describing them. They are party hacks. That is what they are. The newly appointed U.S. attorneys all have impressive legal credentials, but most of them have few, if any, ties to the communities that they have been appointed to serve, and some have had little experience as prosecutors. So some of them have had virtually no experience as prosecutors and have virtually no ties to the communities they have been parachuted into. The nine recent appointees, and this does not include, I think, the San Francisco or the San Diego U.S. attorneys, and we know they are both resigning, so I think it must be at least 11 altogether. The nine recent appointees, and this is now a McClatchy report, held high-level White House or Justice Department jobs, and most of them were handpicked by Gonzalez under a little-notice provision of the Patriot Act that became law in March. Well, I'm sure they noticed it, and I'm sure they concocted it, and they were hoping that nobody else would notice it, and apparently not too many people did. With Congress now controlled by Democrats, critics fear that in some cases, Gonzalez is trying to skirt the need for Senate confirmation by giving new U.S. attorneys interim appointments for indefinite terms. Some legal scholars contend that the administration pushed for the change in the Patriot Act as part of its ongoing attempt to expand the power of the executive branch, a charge that administration officials deny. Well, of course they deny it, but that is what has happened. Being named a U.S. attorney has become a prize for doing the bidding of the White House or administration, said Lori Levinson, and we heard a lot about her during the O.J. trial. She's a former federal prosecutor who is now a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. In the past, she says, there had been a great deal of delegation to the local offices. Now, she says, you have a consolidation of power in Washington. A Justice Department spokesman said it was reckless to suggest that politics had influenced the appointment process. Well, let me ask you, do you think it's reckless to suggest that politics has in any way, shape, or form influenced the appointment, the forced resignation of all these tough-minded prosecutors, U.S. attorneys appointed by the Bush administration in favor of being replaced by party hacks and loyalists who've had virtually no experience, most of them, and have no ties to the communities that they have been appointed to serve? Do you think that this is politics? What do you think? 349-1320. Are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. If they're too close to the administration, some federal scholars said, federal prosecutors might not be willing to pursue important but controversial cases that don't fit into the administration's agenda, like maybe investigating the administration. So these are people who got these jobs by being close to the administration. They are political appointees. They are political hacks. They're not very tough-minded. Most of them don't have much prosecutorial experience, and most of them have no ties at all to the communities they're supposed to serve. And look what has happened. So they figured out a way to get these folks in without Senate confirmation. They tacked something on to the Patriot Bill that allowed them to do this because they could foresee down the line, because that's what they do. They're protecting themselves. This is the most corrupt group, and they're wily chess players. So let's give you a flavor of who some of these appointees are. Tim Griffin, only 37, the U.S. attorney now for Arkansas, who was an aide to Karl Rove. Oh, of course. And a spokesman for the Republican National Committee. We don't think he has much experience at all. Rachel Pelosi, 33, the U.S. attorney now for Minnesota, who served briefly as a counselor to the deputy attorney general and who, according to a former boss, has been a member of the secretive, ideologically conservative Federalist Society. Jeff Taylor, 42, now a U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., who was an aide to Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, or as I like to refer to him, Orrin Hatchett, and worked as a counselor to Alberto Gonzalez, a mediocrity, and to former Attorney General John Ashcroft, who has spent a lot of his term ripping up medical marijuana gardens and draping the Statue of Justice, her naked breasts, with a sheet. John Wood, U.S. attorney in drawing a veil over the naked breasts of the Statue of Justice, whose boobies used to be right around his head as a background shot when he gave a press conference. So he had to do something about that. Anyway, John Wood, U.S. attorney in Kansas City, who is the husband of Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security Julie Myers and an ex-deputy general counsel of the White House Office of Management and Budget. Deborah Rhodes, 47, U.S. attorney now in Mobile, Alabama, who was a Justice Department counselor. Alexander Costa, 37, U.S. attorney in Miami, who was an assistant attorney general for the Justice Department Civil Rights Division and a protege of conservative Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. John Richter, Oklahoma City, 43, was Chief of Staff for the Justice Department's Criminal Division. Edward McNally, U.S. Attorney in Southern Illinois, was Senior Associate Counsel to President Bush. And Matt Dummermuth, the U.S. Attorney in Iowa, was a Justice Department civil rights lawyer. So these are guys who have been known for their loyalty. They would not be likely, these are folks, men and women, who would not be likely to investigate things that the administration didn't want to have investigated. And there you have it. And I think this is, let me count them, but I think this is 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, plus it doesn't mention the San Francisco attorney, special attorney, and the San Diego U.S. attorney. U.S. attorney in San Francisco, U.S. attorney in San Diego, who were asked to resign. So I think 11 anyway. I don't even know if that's the final count. What do you make of this? How come we're not paying more attention? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. They are appointing people who, if there is ever any kind of an investigation, are not likely to conduct it. Let's head over to the phones. And Terry and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Terry.
Hi. I was calling about your comment on retroactive laws.
You mean doing away with the pension of congressmen who sold their offices for money and are now convicted felons in the pokey?
Yep.
Okay.
Because that's a Pandora's box. You open that up and you give any government the power to pass laws that are retroactive. And therefore, they can pass a law against what was legal in the past and make it now illegal and throw you in prison. That's one of the reasons the American Revolution was fought.
Well, what about, how do you feel about paying these pensions to these guys who are now convicted felons?
well, I don't think it's a good deal. I think they should get it, but you don't do retroactive law. You don't open that avenue to any government.
You think it's a bad idea?
Well, it says so in the Constitution.
Well, what about, well, it does, I don't think it says that you can't have retroactive laws in the Constitution. It doesn't say that.
Not sure.
Read me the passage.
Well, I'll email it to you tomorrow.
All right, email it to me. But I thank you. You do make a good point about opening a Pandora's box, but it really chafes to pay these big, in the case of Duke Cunningham, a big pension to him while he's sitting there in the pokey. He's never going to use it up in the commissary. Terry, I thank you for the call. 349, what do you think about Terry, the point that he made? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. How are you? I wanted to comment on something that I saw today, commondreams.org, which was a reprint of an article that came out on the Times Herald, which is a Scottish newspaper. I'm kind of sad that I have to look around all over the world to find out what's going on with the U.S. government, but I think you may be missing the ball a little bit with regard to what's going on right now. According to this article, they are building up the air bases in Bulgaria and in Romania in advance of impending attack on Iran, which they claim is scheduled to occur in April.
Well, wait a minute. I have the report. I have the Scottish journalist who claims that he has this information. I hope it's correct. I hope it's accurate.
Right.
But and we do know from Seymour Hersh's reporting, and Seymour Hersh writes for the New Yorker, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist of the old school. He's the one who exposed My Lai during the Vietnam era. What I have here is that President Bush is and Seymour Hersh has said for quite a while now, for the past year anyway, that we have special ops on the ground in Iran and that they are preparing for an invasion. And what this article in what is purported to be the Scottish Sunday Herald is saying, that Bush is preparing to attack Iran's nuclear facilities before the end of April, and the U.S. Air Force's new bases in Bulgaria and Romania will be used as backup in the onslaught. This, according to an official report from Bulgaria, I think. American forces could be using their two U.S. Air Force bases in Bulgaria and one in Romania's Black Sea coast to launch an attack on Iran in April, the Bulgarian news agency said. Do you think that that is correct? I don't know.
I don't know that either, but I would suspect that it is. And I have been saying all along that these additional forces that they're putting into Iraq are fire teams. And I think what they're being put in for is as an advanced fire team to suppress the border immigration from Iran once that attack occurs. And I would like to also suggest that everyone is talking right now about Iraq, when actually they ought to be talking about Iran, because this president has moved way beyond Iraq. In fact, if someone told me today that he was out in on the lawn at night in his house dress barking at the moon with Dick Cheney, I would probably agree that he probably is, because he's absolutely insane, and he's stupid enough to take us into World War III. And, of course, Russia is a little bit nervous about all of this. I don't know if you read the article or not, but apparently they're very nervous about what's going on right now in Bulgaria and in Romania, which are two of their former satellites. And I think they're probably just about had enough of this guy. And I'm wondering, you know, if the Iran invasion does occur, how long China and Russia, which both major assets in Iran, are going to sit still for that.
This is horrible. I mean, what you're painting is, talk about the domino effect. This is horrible. And what this administration is contemplating is horrible. If this, and they may very well be contemplating this. That's why you've got to stop a madman, and you've got to stop him in his tracks, and you remove him from office. That's
right.
What you do.
And by the way, I agree that what he's doing right now is he's inviting the World War III of our worst nightmares.
Well, what are they trying to do? Hasten the rapture?
I don't know. Maybe so, because he apparently doesn't care about anything other than that. But I would like to suggest that the people out there do what I did, which is to call their congressmen and congresswomen and tell them, look, we don't want this guy to do this. In fact, we want him up to his neck in investigations for impeachable offenses by the end of March, so that he has way bigger fish to fry than his little plans in Iran.
Oh, you know, it won't distract him, although I agree with you. We got to stop him, but it won't distract him because he's having a conversation with God. He thinks through his molars, and he's going to go full tilt. And he doesn't care what you think, and he doesn't care if there are investigations. It will only make him feel like an embattled martyr, is my guess. But I think your point is well taken, Mike, and thank you for bringing it up. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West on AM 1320, KCTC.
Thank you very much. Enid, southbound I-5 just north of Laguna Boulevard. Eastbound I-80 just west of Truxell Road. And westbound 50 just southbound 99. We have accidents along there slowing things down just a little bit. Lows tonight, 33 highs. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to see 61. We're at 62 at AM 1320. I'm Lisa West and Enid Live, and all of your calls coming up at AM 1320 KCTC.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm Dale Shornack. Tonight at 11 on News 10, new information on why it took so long for an ambulance to respond to a call in San Joaquin County last October. Took a half an hour when it should have taken a few minutes. A faster response might have saved the life of a Stockton mother. We're looking into it tonight on News 10.
You're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, where you get a liberal dose of the truth applied daily. Because it's your right to listen to the left.
Since Singular Wireless joined the new AT&T, there's something new for small business. Introducing the AT&T Unity Plan. You'll get free calling to over 100 million AT&T business, home, and Singular Wireless customers when you subscribe. That includes any network call from your Singular phone, even local and long-distance calls from your office phone. It's all covered for just $109.98 a month for qualified customers. Keep moving, keep working. Get the new AT&T Unity Plan and it's Onward Business. For details, call 1-877-ONWARD-4. Again, 1-877-ONWARD-4. Or go to att.com/onwardunity. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Businesses with 1 to 10 lines. 2-year term required. Offered rate for first line only. Taxes and other charges, including regulatory cost recovery fee, extra.
I'm a single mom and need dependable transportation, but my credit score is only 580. I have a great job, but sometimes it's difficult to pay the bills on time. While shopping, I was humiliated by two car dealers. One tried to convince me to buy a car I didn't even like. Then I heard about Paul Blanco Chevrolet's Fresh Start program. I was approved over the phone. I got the car I wanted at a payment I could afford.
Introducing Paul Blanco Chevrolet's new Fresh Start program. Over 20 banks will be competing to give you the rate you deserve. Choose a new Chevy or pre-owned Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, or Ford. Challenge credit? Maybe you owe too much on your trade or have no money down. You could be approved for a vehicle you want at a payment you can afford. Paul Blanco Chevrolet's new Fresh Start program. For instant approval, call 422-2000. That's 422-2000 or paulblanco.com.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta and Company.
Hi, I'm Linda Clayton for Gazetta and Company Fine Jewelers. You want the best? You go to Gazetta and Company Fine Jewelers and you'll be treated the best. You'll have the best of the best. And that is why they've been voted for so many years the best place to buy jewelry in Sacramento. Gazetta and Company specializes in designer jewelry. They have the fine, ideal cut diamonds that you're looking for. So why waste your time going anywhere else? You'll always get that warm, friendly service and you'll talk face to face with the authorities in bridal design. No one sells more designer jewelry and fine quality diamonds than the experts at Gazetta and Company Fine Jewelers. So don't miss out on the best of the best at Gazetta and Company, 805 Howe Avenue Plaza and in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center in Roseville. Tell them Linda Clayton sent you.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta and Company.
Power of Radio is
is more than just a slogan. It's a fact. The fact is radio reaches over 94% of all Americans each week. It's more than any other medium. Radio helps businesses target consumers by age and lifestyle through specific formats. Plus, radio can help create top-of-mind awareness and brand recognition for your business or product. If you'd like to discover the power of AM 1320, call 916-339-4585 to schedule a free marketing consultation. So what are you waiting for? Discover the power of radio. Call 916-339-4585 today.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Let's go quickly to the phone. Steve and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hi, yes, so many callers calling in tell us what our government should not be doing, but I'd like to hear some solutions. I mean, how do we stop Iran from nuking Israel?
I don't know. How do we get out of Iraq? Should we be in Iraq? Should we be sending 20,000 more troops into Iraq?
Well, you're changing the topic. I'm talking about how do we stop Iran from nuking Israel?
How do you know that Iran is nuking Israel and it's not our problem?
They already said they're...
Why is it our problem, Steve?
I don't know. I guess you don't care about the Jews? I don't either then. I thought maybe you cared about the Jews.
I care about Israel, but why is that our problem?
Okay.
And why don't we fix what's broken right immediately, and that would be Iraq, before we start going into other wars?
Why did we ever attack Germany? They never attacked us. Why not leave them alone? That wasn't our problem.
Steve, what is your argument for going into Iraq? What is the argument for how do we fix...
Right now, we're talking about Iran. I don't know why you keep changing the topic.
Because we have failed in Iraq, and now we're about to launch World War III. I think the whole thing is so preposterous to go into Iran.
I'm asking you what the solution, instead of negative, why can't you have a positive show?
Well, why don't you tell me what the solution is, since you think you know the answer?
I don't have a solution.
Well, of course you don't. And you know what? You don't have an idea in your head either. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Iran, what is the point of us going into Iran right now? Why would we be doing that? Why aren't we having talks with Iran why are we refusing to have talks with Iran? Why don't we have talks with Iran? Apparently they have signaled in a number of ways that they would like to talk with us. Why isn't that happening? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Eddie in Elk Grove, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Eddie.
First of all, I have to see why we attacked Germany in World War II is because Germany declared war upon us. After we got a declared war upon Japan, did it?
Well, history is not a strong suit with Steve.
No. And secondly, how we solve the problem with Iran?
It's not our problem.
The Iranian government right now is rather conservative because the Iranians are scared that we're going to invade them because we just did that in Iraq.
Right.
There's a rising middle class, and most of their population is under 30 years old, and they want Western goods and Western lifestyle. We need to support the moderates in Iran, and that way we can implement a better ally in the Middle East.
And also the population, the Persians in Iran, are very pro-American.
Yes.
Very pro-American. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Eddie, I thank you. Those are excellent suggestions. Thank you very much. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check weather and traffic together on AM 1320, KCTC with Lisa West.
Yes, thank you very much. Southbound 99 just south of Broadway, we have a two-car crash. Southbound I-5 at Laguna Boulevard, eastbound I-80 just west of Trussell Road, and eastbound idea at Greenback Lane. Ooh, it looks like all the way to 84. I wonder what's going on I-80. We've got a couple of car crashes, but it is really backed up going eastbound. You might want to stay clear of that if you can. Lows tonight, 31. Highs, 61 tomorrow. We're at 66. And I'm Lisa West, Enid Live, and more of your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
Right now, what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Recycling refunds have gone up. Now small beverage containers are worth 5 cents and the bigger ones are worth 10. Visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. We have an APB out for all Honda and Acura owners. If you're currently sitting at the wheel of a Honda or Acura, you are wanted.
The folks at Natomas Auto Body and Paint are your Honda and Acura collision repair experts. Natomas Auto Body is the number one referred auto body shop by regional Honda dealerships over the past 20 years. The Natomas Auto Body Parts Department is on a fast-track two-way radio system with local Honda dealerships to ensure same-day service. You may not know it, but you have the right to choose which auto body shop you want to go to. Choose Natomas Auto Body and you'll choose Honda and Acura excellence, as well as receive a written lifetime warranty on all repairs done. Often your insurance policy provides for OEM parts and high quality expert service at no additional cost to you. All you have to do is ask. Don't get shortchanged. Ask for excellence and ask for Natomas Auto Body and Paint.
Natomas. Remember the name. Look for their ad in the Yellow Pages and get your Honda or Acura fixed right.
Honey! Honey!
What? What's wrong? Where have you been? And why is your face red?
I was at Cache Creek, and now I've got this fever.
Oh, come here. You're burning up.
Cash fever jackpots, hon. They're hitting all the time. Can you turn the air on?
Oh, my goodness. Your pockets are swollen.
Those jackpots. They start at 20,000 and hit by 30, and I have my Cash Club card in, and bam!
Bam?
Boom! They do that all week long, every single week. All these Cash Club members winning. We have to go back.
You need to rest.
I can't rest. I've got cash fever, and there's only one cure.
A cool washcloth on your forehead?
No! Cash fever jackpots! And water. I'm really dehydrated.
Of course you are.
Cash fever jackpots only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Just take I-80 to 505 North, then west on Highway 16. Check the growing cash fever jackpots online at cachecreek.com.
Get the fever!
Thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom?
Call Kitchen Mart, Sacramento's most trusted remodeling expert since 1976.
Kitchen Mart can handle your project from start to finish, no matter what your budget. Kitchen Mart is a one-stop shop, providing services in craft-made cabinetry, countertops, and more.
With their experienced team of designers and remodelers, handle your project.
Stop by their showroom today near Bradshaw and Highway 50, or see KitchenMartInc.com. Call 362-7080. That's 362-7080.
Let Kitchen Mart help you create the kitchen or bathroom of your dreams.
Watch for the Rockland Showroom opening soon.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
How likely do you think these types of attacks are to occur?
Well, in Chapter 2 of Breakpoint, I have a Chinese attacking a satellite in space.
Oops.
The day the book was published, the Chinese attacked a satellite in space.
Congratulations.
They didn't wait for 2012. So I think some of these things are going to happen. Some of them are already clearly happening.
Richard Clark, our guest. The book is called Breakpoint.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:57 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. Let's go quickly to the phones. Robert and Antelope, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Enid. I'm responding to the question you asked, is why the Bush administration would rather attack Iran than go to talks with them. And I think the reason it would be, because talks generally mean negotiation, you really want to have some kind of smart...
much better than me.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Tehran is getting more heat from Washington over its interference in Iraq. Today, during an NPR interview, President Bush issued a carefully worded warning.
If Iran escalates its military action in Iraq,
yes,
to the detriment of our troops and or innocent Iraqi people, we will respond firmly.
CBS News correspondent David Martin has learned that Iranian serial numbers have been found in Iraq on weapons and on parts for armor-piercing explosives. The stakes, he says, are very high.
American failure in Iraq would be a disaster for the U.S., but American success would be a disaster for Iran. So something's got to give.
A beloved racehorse died today, Barbaro, who won the Kentucky Derby by a stunning 6.5 lengths.
And coming to the finish is all Barbaro in a sublime performance.
Dave Johnson of Westwood One Radio Sports called the Preakness 2 weeks later when Barbaro's leg suddenly shattered.
The injury moments after the start of the Preakness was catastrophic, and it reminded me very much of the day that I called Ruffian, and they had to put her down later that afternoon.
Barbaro had been making a slow recovery, but developed an abscess that defied the veterinarian's best efforts. He had to be put down.
I think all of us will remember him in the same sentences that we remember horses like Secretariat and Ruffian.
CBS News has learned that tomorrow the FAA will announce it's raising the mandatory retirement age for airline pilots from 60 to 65. Correspondent Bob Orr reports it's largely a concession to their altered financial circumstances.
Airlines are not making much money. They had a profitable year last year, but they've been losing money for a long time. Many have been in and out of bankruptcy. Many of the pension plans have been gutted. Some have been canceled altogether. So the pilots that were counting on retiring early with a big nest egg now have a situation where if they're forced to retire at age 60, they no longer have the big pension, and they can't even collect Social Security because the government looks at them as early retirees. So they're really caught in this catch-22.
This change would conform to international standards, which allow pilots up to 65 to fly as long as they have a co-pilot under 60. The Lady Grace, a fishing boat out of New Bedford, Massachusetts, sank Friday night in the frigid waters of Nantucket Sound. There's no hope for survivors.
Unfortunately, earlier today, one body was recovered from the sunken vessel by the Massachusetts State Police divers.
Lauren Downs of the Coast Guard says they've located the wreck, its inflatable lifeboat still attached. Divers are searching for more bodies. Today on Wall Street, small gains. The Dow Industrial's up 3 points to 12,490. The Nasdaq 5 points higher at 2441. The price of oil fell more than a dollar to $54 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Smokey, and this is my new friend, Ernie.
Hi.
Ernie wants to be a biker.
Sure do.
Okay, just calm down, Ernie. First, you need a bike. Then you need Geico Motorcycle Insurance. They cover most kinds of bikes and have money-saving discounts. And finally, you'll need a nickname. Something that suits you, like, I don't know, Fuzzy Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Too late. It's already stuck, Fuzzy.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Wires got you all tied up? Office Depot has the latest technology when you're on the go, like a huge selection of notebook computers, wireless printers, networking solutions, and mobile accessories. Hurry in. Office Depot has unbeatable prices on everything you need to go wireless. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot.
Government regulators have decided that nuclear power plant operators can't be expected to protect their reactors from aerial attack.
It's a nightmare scenario, a plane crashing into a nuclear reactor. Spokesman Scott Brunel says the Nuclear Regulatory Commission wants to depend on government anti-aircraft measures.
The agency has determined an attack using a commercial aircraft is not reasonable for a private security force to defend against.
But Michelle Boyd says the nuclear watchdog group Public Citizen prefers building safeguards safeguards around sensitive parts of the reactor.
A passive protective structure. It costs less money. It would sufficiently protect the reactor.
She says the government may not have time to shoot down a plane. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
In suburban Milwaukee, the driver of a TV news truck mistook snow-covered Lake Big Muskego for a road and drove out about 150 yards before the truck sank. Everybody got out safely. The news crew was working on a story about the dangers of thin ice.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays, Mondays through Fridays, on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, KCTC, and we invite your phone calls. And the reason we do is that it's a way better show when you participate in it. It makes for, I like to think that we have a great conversation going for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week here. And, you know, I always say when things have gone well, I'm smarter at the end of the show than I was at the beginning of the show, because we have the most wonderful callers and listeners. And most of you have never called us. Most of you just listen. So let me urge you to consider calling, even if you're a little bit, a little bit nervous about it. Everybody would be nervous. I would be nervous. And you'll get over it very quickly. And we'd love to have your thoughts on any number of subjects that we're talking about, and we always have a flea market of ideas going here. If you're in the 916 area code, the number, always toll-free, no matter where you're calling from, 916-349-1320. So 349-1320. And if you're outside the area code, 866-626-1320. 866-626-1320. We're talking about a lot of different things. So let me tell you where we've been. We started out talking about John Doolittle. He doesn't think the 20,000 representative John Doolittle, who narrowly retained a seat, a very terrific campaign run by Charlie Brown in the reddest of the red districts. And it's not over till it's over. Could be that Doolittle gets hauled off to the pokey because he is under investigation. We know he spent more than $100,000 in legal fees to this point, and the campaign filings at the end of the month may reveal more. We'll see. In any event, he doesn't think that the 20,000 or so troops will do anything about saving Iraq, but he's going to support the president because, you know, guess what? It's not him going into Iraq. And he has no idea what the gambit would be, what we would do if this particular gambit fails. We've been talking about Hillary. We've been talking about how highly scrutinized she was over the weekend, even when her mic was open and she sang off-key the Star-Spangled Banner. At least she knew the words. And so now they're taking her to task for singing off-key, taking her to task for a funny remark she made about knowing evil and bad men, having some experience with them, when it came up in response to how she would deal with foreign leaders. So now she has to explain herself. And the sound bites were kind of shrill. And she doesn't sound believable on Iraq and her position, why she voted for it before she feels like she's against the war. And we've been talking about Alberto Gonzalez, who has been appointing political hacks in place of these U.S. attorneys that the Bush administration itself appointed, because investigations could be getting close to top people, and they want party loyalists not to investigate people who aren't independent or tough-minded. Some of these people being appointed are people with no real prosecutorial experience, who have no connection with the communities in which they are serving. So we have been talking about that. And we've been talking about Chuck Hagel, who has struck exactly the right note in terms of his anger about Iraq, urging senators to be courageous and step forward to vote for a non-binding resolution. Like, is that really a lot of courage to step forward for a non-binding resolution? Courage is when you have to go to Iraq and there's no protection against IEDs and suicide bombers. That is courage. And we're talking about Gary Wills talking about calling militarizing what we have done is we have militarized the presidency. He is now the commander-in-chief, but he's really not the commander-in-chief of us, not unless we're in the Army or the Navy. He's not the commander-in-chief of the National Guard unless it gets federalized. And we're talking about the possibility, and it looks like they are laying the groundwork to go into Iran. There is a report here purportedly from a Scottish newspaper, the Scottish Sunday Herald, suggesting that we're preparing to attack Iran's nuclear facilities before the end of April. What would China do? What would Russia do? I mean, this is a mess. 349-1320, and Bush is a madman, and he's got to be stopped. Delusional, as Maureen Dowd puts it, doesn't begin to describe it. Dick Durbin, she says, went to the floor of the Senate on Thursday night to denounce the vice president as delusional. It was shocking, and Senator Durbin should be ashamed of himself, said Modo. Delusional is far too mild a word to describe Dick Cheney. Delusional does not begin to capture the profound, transcendental, one-flew-over daftness of the man. I mean, he's a monster. There's just no other way to put it. Absolutely a monster. And these people need to be stopped. So how are we going to do it? We're going to impeach him? We're going to withhold the money? What are we going to do here before they drag us into a cataclysmic, potentially cataclysmic World War III? 349-1320. We have a line or two open. 866-626-1320. Ron and Davis, how you're live with Enid. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Enid. Yeah, I really appreciate you having read from that, I guess it was Will was his name, the clarification of the imperial, how the imperial presidency has evolved. And a part of that has to do with the compliance of Congress, and I'm afraid that they just don't have enough guts to go up against these wackos who really think they are dictators and commander-in-chiefs of the entire planet. And anyone who says, why don't we attack Iraq, we should drop the term attack and use nuke Iraq. Hence, World War III is absolutely inevitable.
Oh, I agree with you. I thank you very much for pointing this out. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jim in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
No, I'm going to state the obvious, but, George Bush, as we've talked many times, has been a failure his entire life. This Iraq war is nothing but a prime example of what this man is all about. So what I think he's going to do, it's like the Roman Emperor or Hitler. Hitler wouldn't surrender, and I think another 250,000 Germans died, even though the war was lost. I think he has that mindset where no matter what happens, he's not going to appear to be the failure at this. If we attack Iran and a world war breaks out, it'll simply be part of his expansion of our attack on the terrorists.
Well, I mean, that's how he'll justify it, but I'm taken by this report. This is now CBS News reporting U.S. officials. Now, listen to who's saying it. U.S. officials tell CBS News that serial numbers on parts used to make advanced explosive devices powerful enough to breach the armor on American tanks in Iraq have been traced directly back to Iran. You believe this story, or is this another? They're doing a sell job. They're getting us ready. They're selling us on why we have to go to war against Iran.
Well, it looks just like
Iraq. Yes, exactly right. It looks just as fishy to me as weapons of mass destruction, and we're going to be turning into a mushroom cloud.
And even more egregious here, they're talking about something that can pierce a tank. That's a reason to go to war. I mean, every country in the world has that kind of weaponry. Russia does, China does, Japan does. So, I mean, what's unusual about that? That somebody has that kind of a weapon.
Well, you can see what they're doing. It's like saying that when we were en route to Iraq, it was saying that we were going to have mushroom clouds on the East Coast, and we could have them in a half an hour or 45 minutes. I mean, they are shameless. They will lie, and they are relying on Democrats to do nothing. Not having the spine, the political will, being too afraid of losing 2008. But I'll tell you what, it cannot be any longer about a strategy for 2008. It has to be about a strategy for saving this country from these madmen.
And by Bush putting these new soldiers in harm's way, he's literally egging them on. If just one does it, then he'll want to attack you. I couldn't agree more. The Democrats are not doing their job.
No, they're not, and they better step up to the plate. I thank you very much for the call, Jim. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let me share with you some more information. And this is to do with a story we talked about last week. This is a story that turned out to be completely false. But I want to show you the anatomy of a kind of swift boating that goes on. There is a publication called the Washington Times, and it's owned by the Reverend Sun Young Moon. So it's a Moonie publication, very right-wing publication. And they have a former magazine. It was a magazine, and now it's been reduced to being sort of a website. And it was on that website called Insight that the fake-o-matic, phony story about Barack Obama going to school in a madrasa in Indonesia was first publicized, and everybody ran with it. All the, you know, Fox News, they didn't, nobody bothered to check any sources. They saw it on that bogus website, and boy, they ran. So let me share with you how that happened, how that story got ignited, and what a feeding frenzy it was. And it doesn't matter that it was false. It's almost beside the point. Jeffrey Kunner, or Kuhner, I don't know how he pronounces it, whose website published the first anonymous smear of the 2008 presidential race, is hardly the only editor who will not reveal his reporter sources. Now, listen to this. Not only did they smear Barack Obama, it was a two-for-one smear. Not only were they smearing Barack Obama, suggesting or reporting, and it was erroneous, it turned out to be bogus, that he was a student in a madrasa in Indonesia. He went to a public school in Indonesia for a few years, but it was no madrasa. And he is a Christian. But they say that the report came, they reported that the report came from Hillary Clinton's campaign. The campaign for Hillary Clinton says it had nothing to do with this report, so they managed to smear both of them at the same time. And all the sources were anonymous. So it was a completely ginned up story. The controversy started with a quickly discredited January 17 article on the Insight website asserting that the presidential campaign of Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton was preparing a charge that her rival, Senator Barack Obama, had covered up a brief period he had spent in an Islamic religious school in Indonesia when he was six. Other news organizations have since confirmed that Obama's own descriptions of the school as a secular Indonesian public school, and that there is no evidence that Mrs. Clinton's campaign planned to spread such allegations. But this swift-boating kind of a website, they didn't care about that. In an interview Sunday, the editor of the website said he still considered the article, which he said was meant to focus the thinking of the Clinton campaign, to be solid as solid can be. Quote, solid as solid can be. It was completely discredited. All of the sources are anonymous, and he doesn't, he's got an answer for everything. And it's just amazing to me because it strikes me as the way this administration operates. Let me see if I can see some of the comebacks that they had. Somebody said, how do we know that even Insight magazine actually exists? It could really be performance art. Fox News went with it, nevertheless devoted extensive discussion to the Clinton-Obama story, as did Rush Limbaugh and other conservative talk radio talk hosts. Let me say something. Here's what Rush said last week. Well, here's what he said after the election, that he was tired of carrying water for candidates that didn't deserve it. That's number one. That's the first thing he said. So he tells you right off, he's not even embarrassed to tell you what a liar he has been. And number two, he says that the only thing he cares about is developing the largest audience he can, holding them for as long as he can so that he can charge, quote, confiscatory prices for advertising. Confiscatory advertising rates. The highest possible dollar. He'll do whatever it takes. In other words, this is a case in which he's not even remotely embarrassed to tell you to your face of the ends justifying the means. Whatever it takes to have the biggest audience, he'll go that route. Does it mean concocting these stories because he knows this is what his audience wants to hear? They know it's a bogus story, but they also know it's red meat for their audience, and the audience is going to be titillated by it. He's going to go with it. He makes up more stuff. I will hear him on things that I know something about, and he's completely wrong, and it doesn't matter. He is giving his audience what it wants, and they are thrilled, and they stay with him for long periods of time. The longer the audience stays with you, the more you can charge for the advertising, I think. And the greater the larger the audience is, also the more you can charge for the advertising. So here it is. Here's the feeding frenzy, a story that everybody knew immediately was a false story. And Well, and here are some of the other, quote, scoops from this Insight website, that President Bush was afraid to fire his advisor, Karl Rove, because he, quote, knows too much, that there's a rift between Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice over the president's support for Israel, that President Bush spent the months before the midterm elections in a bunker mentality focused on the Iraq war and the elections to the exclusion of all else. So this is a spawning ground for completely bogus information, the kind that these right-wing hosts dote on. And mainly they copy off of each other because I don't think they have greatly original ideas, and they're happy to go with any kind of Republican talking points they can get their hands on. You might want to comment about that, 349-1320-866-626-1320. And today was the day. We've been watching this trial very closely. This is the trial of Scooter Libby. Not accused, not on trial for outing Valerie Plame, who was undercover, in case some of you conservative skeptics remain. Go to the Department of Justice website, Google it. You'll find out that she was deeply undercover. He is not on trial for outing her. He's on trial about lying about outing her. 349-1320. So I will share with you this information. White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who managed to get immunity for his testimony. And you know why he got immunity? Because he read in the paper that he could go to prison for life because he outed her to some reporters. So he told a jury today that Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff disclosed to him the identity of Valerie Plame when the chief of staff, Scooter Libby, lied and said, now there are a number of witnesses who said that he disclosed Valerie Plame's identity before he was alleged to have gotten it from Tim Russert or other reporters. And Tim Russert and other reporters say that they never disclosed Valerie Plame's identity. They may not have even had it. But Scooter Libby is lying. We think it came from Dick Cheney. We would love to see what, and Dick Cheney will lie through his teeth as he always does, and so I'm sure it's going to be too much for us to hope that he's indicted on something or hauled off to the pokey for some reason or other. But in any event, Fleischer's testimony today was not good news for Scooter Libby. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together on AM 1320 KCTC with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Eastbound 50 at Sunrise Boulevard, we have a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Southbound 99 a little slow, and also southbound Cap City Freeway is taking its toll as well. AM 1320 KCTC proud to support the 6th annual UC Davis Children's Radiothon. Stop by KSC now through February 23rd and pick up a miracle meal. $1 from every meal sold will be donated to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. For more details, log on to kfcmiraclemeal.com, or you can also log on to 1320leftchannel.com as well. Be listening for more details on how you can help children in the Sacramento area during our annual radiothon. It's starting February 22nd, so start saving that money for these children. Lisa West, more Enid Live, and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
According to Enid, we'll set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Come into Mattress Discounters today and start sleeping better for less. Plus, on approved credit, you'll make no down payment, no monthly payment, and pay no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, where you'll find quality brands at discounted prices every day.
When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? If you don't, it's time to see Dr. John G. Finkler at Accent Aesthetics right here in the Sacramento area. A board-certified plastic surgeon with over 20 years of experience, Dr. Finkler offers procedures that can help turn back the hands of time, like state-of-the-art facelifts, endoscopic forehead and brow lifts, eyelid surgery with nearly invisible scarring, laser skin resurfacing, and the new Visage Coblation treatments that offer a rapid recovery time. Dr. Finkler has even taught procedures to other doctors at the University of California, Davis. So you know you're in the hands of a trusted plastic surgeon.
Call 1-800-MAKEOVER. That's 1-800-MAKEOVER.
Now providing IPL photo rejuvenation for improvement in appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, sun damage, and brown spots. Call Accent Aesthetics today at 1-800-MAKEOVER. That's 1-800-MAKEOVER, or visit them at accent-aesthetics.com. Great news. Now, no matter where you work, there's a Bare Bones Workwear store near you. All the boots and clothes you wear to work are at Bare Bones Workwear on Micron Avenue near Bradshaw and Highway 50, and now at the brand new store on the corner of Madison and Manzanita. Whether you're a contractor, nurse, restaurant worker, firefighter, or trucker, they have all your favorite brands like Carhartt, Dickies, Ben Davis, and more. Get grand opening pricing on coveralls, pants, jackets, scrubs, rainwear, high-vis, and personal protection accessories. Bare Bones Workwear also has a huge selection of work boots and slip-resistant shoes. Choose from Red Wing, Wolverine, Denner, Timberline Pro, Rocky, and more. It's all here, and it's all at the right price. Hard to fit? They'll custom order just the right size just for you. It's the grand opening sale at Bare Bones Workwear on Madison at Manzanita and off Highway 50 in Bradshaw on Micron Avenue next to 24-Hour Fitness. Bare Bones Workwear. They have what you wear to work.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta and Company.
Hi, I'm Linda Clayton for Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers. You want the best? You go to Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers and you'll be treated the best. You'll have the best of the best. And that is why they've been voted for so many years the best place to buy jewelry in Sacramento. Gazetta & Company specializes in designer jewelry. They have the fine, ideal cut diamonds that you're looking for. So why waste your time going anywhere else? You'll always get that warm, friendly service and you'll talk face-to-face with the authorities in bridal design. No one sells more designer jewelry and fine quality diamonds than the experts at Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers. So don't miss out on the best of the best at Gazetta & Company, 805 Howe Avenue Plaza and in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center in Roseville. Tell them Linda Clayton sent you.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta & Company.
Ooh, this feels great.
Yeah, planning a spa day was the perfect gift for ourselves. The leg massage was just what I needed.
Me too. Speaking of legs, your legs look fantastic in that dress the other night. I don't remember seeing you in a dress before.
That's because I haven't worn a dress or shorts in years. I used to be so embarrassed about my spider veins, but no more. I went to see Dr. Daniel Monahan at the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center.
I thought about treating my spider veins, but all the ads for vein treatment are confusing.
You're right, but I looked for the best. I wanted one of the leading experts in the industry. Dr. Monahan's practice is dedicated to the treatment of veins, so they provided the best treatment possible.
By the looks of your legs, now you certainly made the right choice. Maybe I should call Dr. Monahan.
Absolutely, but call today. We want to be ready for summer clothes shopping together.
Call the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center today. Call 791-VEIN. That's 791-8346 for the Vein Treatment and Surgery Center.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, we're talking about the possibility that we could be going to war against Iran. It's being reported that something is going to happen. We're going after nuclear reactors in Iran. Scottish newspapers reporting this, and that it's scheduled to happen sometime before April. I hope this is not happening. I hope this doesn't happen, because it boggles the mind as to what can come of it from an administration that can't do anything right. And to have equivalent of World War III. And I want to also throw this into the conversation. Deborah Bowen is just taken office, and you know, she's our girl here, Secretary of State Deborah Bowen. She has been a relentless critic of these high-tech voting machines and trying to solve the problems, and now she's facing an early primary push, and so she's barely, hasn't even unpacked, she's barely in her office. There could be an early primary, and that would really, I mean, they really would have to step on the gas there. I want to throw this into the conversation, because this is something that the Ohio Secretary of State, who is a Democrat, is proposing. Drafting poll workers to ease the problems of polls. Because most of the people who work the polls are retired. They're the ones who can devote the day to it. And many are not all that computer or techie savvy. And so what the Secretary of State in Ohio is proposing is that we draft poll workers like we do. You know, you have to show for jury duty. Now you're going to have to show up and do your duty to be a poll worker. You get paid, I don't know, in the state of Ohio, you get paid something like $95 for the day, I think. You do get something. And in California, you get something. I don't know what it is, $35. I used to do it. I used to do it because I thought it was interesting. It was a great way to meet my neighbors. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What do you think about the idea of drafting poll workers? We've talked about drafting, bringing back the military draft. And what is the commentary on American society that we've got to draft people to do what volunteers or enough volunteers or qualified volunteers used to do, maybe because our community life has shrunk so much it is anorexic? Linda in Rest Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Linda.
Hey, hi, Enid. Thanks so much for bringing up all the important issues. I'm really concerned that the Bush-Cheney administration is about to launch imminent war with Iran and that they seem to be building up their case for that. It really would be devastating. There's probable plans for a nuclear attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, and the problem with that is there'd be horrendous release of radioactivity that would hurt a lot of innocent civilians. I'm a physician, and the Physicians for Social Responsibility National Office estimated that potentially there could be 2 million casualties within the first 48 hours just from the radioactivity.
Yeah, and it doesn't just stay in the neighborhood either.
Exactly.
There are clouds, and they migrate over, you know, vast distances. I mean, remember Chernobyl? I think Europe really felt the effects of Chernobyl, did it not?
Yes, it sure did. It does travel over vast distances. I think the Democrats will get spined from Nancy Pelosi. It took a lot of guts for her to go and do the tour of Iraq and Afghanistan that she did, and she's more convinced than ever that the administration's on the wrong course, so I'm sure she doesn't want to see war with Iran. I think we need to pass legislation that outlaws a nuclear attack on Iran. Yes, we need to protect our soldiers from Iranian.
Well, how do we do this? How do we do this? How does this happen? I mean, the president seems to have some feel like he has authorized to go to war, and he will cite this. And remember, they do everything in secret. You don't know. Here's how secret they are. Dick Cheney will not let people know who works in his office, who his staffers are, and how many he has. This is all privileged information. This is a democracy, I thought.
Yeah. Well, we can get Congress to pass a law, no nuclear attacks on Iran, very specifically because of the risk of radioactivity. Actually, that's a war crime. When you extend a war and so damage the environment that it affects civilians, and this radioactivity would last literally thousands of years, that's war crime. And so we could readily pass that law and show backbone there and then begin impeachment proceedings if they continue down this fraudulent course.
I think these people are delusional and out of control, and the sooner we start impeachment proceedings, the better. I don't know if there are enough votes for it. I don't know if people will step up to the plate. I don't know whether it's going to be possible.
Well, I think if people start to realize this will come back home, just like the radioactive cloud from the Middle East will eventually come over our way, it could come also in the form of terrorism because our nuclear power plants aren't protected. And that's come out on NPR today, and that the nuclear power plants are considering asking for a government military aircraft to protect them. Well, especially the nuclear fuel ponds, there aren't hardened structures. There's all those fuel rods that carry radioactivity. And chances are if we attacked Iran, that there would be terrorists released to try and attack our nuclear power plants to release radioactivity. So it really would come back to roost home. And when people think about that and their survival and what's going to happen to the American continent if we have such a terrorist event, it's like, we got to stop this madness. It's just enough's enough.
Linda, how many of you, are there of you, physicians for social
responsibility?
Yeah, and Bill Durston has been a member of that group, and I see that Dan Lundgren, he lost to Dan Lundgren. And Dan Lundgren is, you know, Mr. Chickenhawk is the first to step up there.
Right.
He is the first to step up there to support the president's troop increase.
Right. He's never been in combat. They really aren't facing the realities. It really is very delusional. We have a very strong, active Sacramento PSR group. Bill Durston was the president. And,
mm-hmm.
He still runs our peace essay contest for graduating seniors from high school, which if they enter by March 21st, there's some very good scholarships that they could win.
Really?
Yeah, they can go online to www.sacpsr.org and check out our peace essay contest.
Oh, Linda, that sounds wonderful. Well,
yeah, we have hundreds of members in Sacramento, so we're a thriving peace organization.
All right, so a thriving peace organization that is instructing its members on the issue of Iran to do what?
To write your congressman and ask that legislation be initiated and passed to outlaw a nuclear attack in Iran. We can freeze their assets. We can.
Well, wait a minute. What if? All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate. We don't use nuclear weapons, but with conventional weapons, we hit their nuclear facilities. Is that a nuclear attack or not?
Well, we don't want anything where there's widespread release of radioactivity.
Yeah, Linda.
I think a diplomatic solution is the way we need to go.
The diplomatic solution is the way to go, but we could use conventional weapons to go in and take out their nuclear facilities, and then is that a nuclear event? It could be a nuclear event.
It could be, right.
But then we say, well, we never use nuclear weapons. You know, it just happened that nuclear facility got in the way of our bullets.
Actually, the thing is their nuclear facilities are so underground that unlike the Osirik reactor in Iraq back in 1983, I don't think conventional weapons will be able to take out all of the current Iranian nuclear facilities because they're buried deep.
Why is this administration refusing to hold diplomatic talks with Iran? Do we know?
I think they're very short sighted. I think they're so bent on an ideology of existential conflict that they really see that we need to militarily dominate the Middle East, and they think it's going to work.
It's not going to work, and I'm going to tell you something. As one of our listeners pointed out, China, what's China going to do? It's going to get involved in some way. Russia will get involved in some way. I mean, this has the potential for a horrendous conflagration.
It sure does. In fact, China's
We're going to need an oncologist on every corner if this happens.
Exactly. It's just, and the people have to rise up and just say, enough's enough.
Linda, I thank you very much. I'm delighted that you called. Keep us posted, will you?
I will.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
349-1320. Don't we have good listeners? We have really smart listeners and informed and informative listeners. And the reason that the conversation is so wonderful here is that more of you participate, and you can do it. 349-1320. We have some lines open. 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather with Dan Mitchinson on AM 1320 KCTC.
All right, thank you, Enid, and good evening, South Sacramento. We have a non-injury collision blocking one lane. This is Scott Road at White Rock Road, and it looks like a little bit of slow and go. 5 South traffic is beginning to pick up, though, if you're headed into downtown Sacramento. That's the good news. Your updated forecast, look for a low of 38 overnight, but tomorrow looks pretty good with temperatures in the lower to mid-60s, sunshine, and a few afternoon clouds. Right now, 64 degrees in Sacramento. I'm Dan Mitchinson, more Enid Live. And your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
While driving to work one day, the GM here at Boomtown Reno looked out his window and had a brilliant idea. You know, he said, we're blessed to be in one of the most beautiful parts of the world, with spectacular mountains, plenty of soft, powdery snow, and one of the deepest, bluest lakes on earth. So what if we invited people to come and experience the glorious outdoors? Sure, they'd still enjoy the beautiful rooms, gourmet dining, and great entertainment. But I bet they'd appreciate all that even more after a day of fresh air and wide open spaces. And just like that, the Boomtown Sports Adventure Getaway was born. 3 days, 2 nights, and your choice of skiing at Tahoe's North Star Resort, snowmobiling, sporting clays, or fishing. Starting at $99 per person. For reservations, call 1-800-847-8009. Boomtown Casino Hotel, Reno. Exit 4 on I-80. Hello, friend. Must be 21 or older. Offer based on double occupancy. Rooms based on availability. Prices per person. Management reserves all rights.
You'll find it all.
More and more.
more people coming to the Elk Grove Auto Mall? Let's hear it from our customers.
I found exactly what I was looking for. The selection here is incredible.
I've been shopping all over, and here I got what I wanted. It was great. Couldn't have been easier.
It was closer. Seriously, it was a short drive, and I got a great deal on the car I wanted.
That's right. More and more people are coming to the Elk Grove Auto Mall. They're coming for the savings and the selection with all of the area's top dealers and all the great brands. But they're coming for one more reason, and that's the way we do business, treating you the way you want to be treated when buying a new or used vehicle. It's the way we started doing business on day one, and it's the way we're still doing business today. Take the short drive to the Elk Grove Auto Mall. You're going to like what you see, because whatever you're looking for, you'll find it all at the Elk Grove Auto Mall, Highway 99 at the Elk Grove Boulevard exit, or visit us online at ElkGroveAutoMall.com.
Everybody loves a party.
At Tobacco Republic, it's all about fun, quality, and selection.
If you're a cigar lover, you know that cigar enthusiasts are a unique breed.
They're as flavorful and complex as the cigars they enjoy so much.
The resident tobacconist will guide you to the perfect mix of premium cigars selected from the top brands and rare boutique lines.
Make the trip to Loomis and visit Tobacco Republic.
And find out why new people every day call Tobacco Republic
my cigar store. Tobacco Republic's goal is to serve the needs of the casual cigar enthusiast and the most astute aficionado.
Choose from ST DuPont,
Porsche,
Bugatti,
and Lotus Lighters,
or Lamborghini Humidors.
Tobacco Republic, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8.
Sundays, noon to 6.
Tobacco Republic, proud to be California's largest distributor of the Rocky Patel vintage cigars.
Come to Tobacco Republic
and experience the largest and most unique selection of premium cigars.
Shop for a friend.
Or just hang out in the relaxed cigar lounge.
Meet new people and have some fun in Loomis on Taylor Road.
Tobacco Republic,
Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
John, everything checks out. Maybe it's just stress.
Doc, I'm a business owner with employees who depend on me for their pay and health care. Stress is my middle name.
Maybe help is on the way. Have you heard about the coalition supporting health coverage for every child?
Yeah, but how does insuring all those kids help me?
The way I see it, insuring all kids helps us all. There are almost 800,000 kids in California without health insurance. Kids who can't see a regular doctor and whose parents often have to miss work to care for them. And when they get sick, they're forced to go to emergency rooms, which are already crowded and more expensive.
Wow, who pays for that?
We all do. The average family pays $1,000 more in higher premiums every year to cover the cost of the uninsured. It's a hidden tax that everybody with insurance pays for, and it's bad for all of us.
I'm convinced. What can I do?
Write or call your local state legislator and tell them you believe we should cover all kids. It's the right thing and the smart thing to do.
To find out more, log on to 100%campaign.org. Cover all kids, because the price of doing nothing is too high. Paid for by the 100% campaign.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
You sit there in your heartache, waiting on some beautiful boy to save you from your old ways.
Well, certainly isn't the president that we're waiting on to save us from our old ways, because these people are delusional and they're mad. 641 on the Monday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation, and it is a richer conversation when you do. If you're in the 916 area code, and all calls to Enid Live are toll-free, whether you're in the area code or you're not. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320, and if you're not, the number is 866-626-1320. And what we're talking about is a report in, well, Seymour Hersh in the New Yorker has been reporting this now for about a year, that we have special ops forces are getting ready for us to invade Iran. And now we have a report from one of the Scottish papers, which I'll share with you in just a moment. But let me just go back to Maureen Dowd, because here's what she's saying about this crowd. When Dick Durbin called Dick Cheney delusional, she said, it was shocking because, and that Dick Durbin should be ashamed of himself, because delusional is too mild a term for what Dick Cheney is suffering from. And then she goes on to say that this group, this administration, are perpetually guided by the wrong part of the body. They are consumed by the fear of looking as if they don't have guts, when they should be compelled by the desire to look as if they have brains. So they want to look like they're really strong, and they don't want to look like they've got no guts. But what they ought to look like is that they actually have brains. And this is a group that shows precious little in the way of brains, but they are very wily. They're very secretive, they're very corrupt, and they're very delusional. And now it looks like they want to go into Iran. And here is the story that I have been sent and that some of you are referencing, supposedly published in a publication called the Scottish Sunday Herald. And the headline is, America poised to strike at Iran's nuclear site from bases in Bulgaria and in Romania. President Bush is preparing to attack Iran's nuclear facilities before the end of April. And the U.S. Air Force's new bases in Bulgaria and Romania would be used as backup in the onslaught, according to an official report from Bulgaria. American forces could be using their two U.S. Air Force bases in Bulgaria and one at Romania's Black Sea coast to launch an attack on Iran in April. This is according to the Bulgarian news agency. The American buildup along the Black Sea, coupled with the recent positioning of two U.S. aircraft carrier battle groups off the Straits of Hormuz, appears to indicate that President Bush has run out of patience with Tehran's nuclear misrepresentation and noncompliance with the U.N. Security Council's resolution. President Ahmadinejad of Iran has further ratcheted up tension in the region by putting on show his newly purchased state-of-the-art Russian TOR-ME anti-missile defense system. Whether the Bulgarian news report is a tactical feint or a strategic event is hard to gauge at this stage, but in conjunction with the beefing up of Americans' Italian bases and the acquisition of anti-missile defense bases in the Czech Republic and Poland, the Balkan developments seem to indicate a new phase in Bush's global war on terror. The Bulgarians' news of advanced war preparations along the Black Sea is backed by some chilling details, and I will share those with you as we continue. 349-1320, Jim and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jim.
I'm not surprised Bush would do anything, you know, because I couldn't believe it during the California energy crisis. One president would loot California, swindle California to nothing. And before we have $16 billion, until we were in the red, you know, that wouldn't stop if Jim Jeffords of Vermont didn't defect the Republican Party. So now they.
But tell me what your point, Jim. I'm not following what your point is.
My point is that they are so ruthless. They loot and swindle and California.
Are you talking about the energy crisis and the manipulation, the Enron manipulation?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what did that have to do with the administration?
But you can see how ruthless they are.
They're ruthless, but I'm not so sure that Enron had a lot to do with the administration. I do agree with you that they're ruthless and they're delusional, and it's a lethal combination. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. So, some chilling details. One is the setting up of a new refueling places for U.S. stealth bombers, which would spearhead an attack on Iran. The U.S. Air Force positioning of vital refueling facilities for its B-2 bombers in unusual places, including Bulgaria, falls within the perspective of such an attack. A U.S. Secret Service officer stationed in Bulgaria is apparently the source of this information. Curiously, the report noted that although Tony Blair, Bush's main ally in the global war on terror, would be leaving office, the president had opted to press on with his attack on Iran in April. Now, here's my question. Is this a feint? Is this meant to scare, this kind of a news report, meant to scare Iraq? Is this meant to scare Iraq, or is this actual information? Do you think this is really going to happen, or is this meant to put Iran on notice in some way? That's my question. Before the end of March, 3,000 U.S. military personnel are scheduled to arrive on a rotating basis at America's Bulgarian bases under the U.S.-Bulgarian Military Cooperation Accord signed in April 2006, an air base in Bezner, a second airfield in Graf, and a shooting range at another place were leased to America. Significantly, last year's basis negotiation had at one point run into difficulties due to Bulgaria's demand for advance warning if Washington intends to use Bulgarian soil for attacks against other nations, particularly Iran. So Romania, the other Black Sea host to the U.S. military, is enjoying a dollar bonanza as at one of its bases in Constanta. It's being transformed into an American place of arms, and it is vital to the Iran scenario. So I don't know, but this is what is being reported, not in our newspapers, but it is being reported in the Scottish papers. 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. Let's head over to the phones. Marjorie calling from SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Before the election, everybody was worried about what we were going to be doing with Iran. And Scott Ritter said, don't worry, nothing's going to happen before the election. If they do it, it'll be, and they were sending the Eisenhower fleet over. He said, if they do it, it will be, when the weather's right, the end of March or April. So maybe Scott Ritter could be a guest or something and tell you.
Wow, that's a prescient. Where did you see him say, where was he quoted as saying that?
Oh, it might have been on Tom Hartman. It might have been Randy Rhodes. And this was sometime back, and it was before the election.
Okay. All right, I'm going to look into that. Marjorie, thank you very much for the heads up. I appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Dan Mitchinson on AM 1320 KCTC.
Well, thank you, Enid, and good evening. Looks like we have one lane blocked in North Sacramento. This is at Arden Way at Watt Avenue, involving an ambulance from an earlier collision. And a traffic hazard that's involving a car to 49 Willow Creek Drive in Auburn. Your updated forecast calling for a mild night, mid-30s, with a few scattered clouds, sunshine and clouds tomorrow with a high right around 63 degrees in downtown Sacramento, where right now we have a temperature of 61. I'm Dan Mitchinson, more Enid Live, and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
It's talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
This Thursday through Sunday's Elliott's Natural Foods Double Discount Days. This weekend, come in and save an additional 10% over and above our already daily discounted prices. Hi, this is Carsan Elliott for Elliott's Natural Foods. February is Healthy Heart Month, so do your heart some good by stopping into Elliott's and get another $10 off any purchase of Elliott's brand supplements over $50 at the Folsom and Citrus Heights stores only. This deal will also make your wallet feel good because our prices are already the lowest in this area. Some minor restrictions apply. Elliott's is your local independent choice for the newest in nutritional innovation, resource for accurate information, and the highest quality supplements at daily discounted prices. Come in this weekend and save 10% and $10 during Elliott's Natural Foods Double Discount Days in Folsom and Citrus Heights. We're at Greenback and Fair Oaks in Citrus Heights and East Bedwell and Glen Drive in Folsom. Healthy hearts and happy wallets.
I work in the construction business, and when the housing market slowed down, I fell behind on some bills. My credit score dropped to 640. When I went shopping for a new truck, I just wasn't willing to pay a high interest rate. Plus, I knew I owed way too much on my trade-in. Then I heard about Paul Blanco Chevrolet's new Fresh Start program. I bought the truck I needed at a price and payment that I could afford.
I have very little credit, but have a good job and a small down payment. I just need good, dependable transportation. I applied online at paulblanco.com and was approved the same day.
Introducing Paul Blanco Chevrolet's new Fresh Start program. Over 20 banks will be competing to give you the rate you deserve. Choose a new Chevy or pre-owned Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, or Ford. Challenge credit? Maybe you owe too much on your trade or have no money down. You could be approved for a vehicle you want at a payment you can afford. Paul Blanco Chevrolet's new Fresh Start program. For instant approval, call 422-2000. That's 422-2000 or paulblanco.com.
All the holiday nonsense is over. Thank goodness. It's time to take care of yourself for a change. Time to invest in yourself, if you will. Start the new year off right by taking care of your most valuable asset. Your smile. I'm so glad I had Dr. Afshar at Star Dental fix my smile. It's been about a year and a half, and I'm still running into people I haven't seen in a while, and the first thing I always hear him say is, wow! And then I give him a big smile and tell him how glad I am that I made the investment in myself and fixed my crooked smile. It's Doug Thomas, and it really has been a life-changing experience for me. The payoff in my investment has really been worth it. People seem to respond better to me and act a little more friendly. Maybe it's because I'm smiling all the time. Dr. Afshar and the friendly people at Star Dental in Roseville and Country Club Dental in Cameron Park can really help you with all your dental needs. I promise. Check them out. Whether you need a six-month checkup, whitening, straightening, or even a full mouth reconstruction, they do it all. And Dr. Afshar is the very best. You're going to wind up smiling more than me. So pick up the phone. Call Star Dental in Roseville or Country Club Dental in Cameron Park. 773-6222. Financing is available. 773-6222.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about a lot of things, the usual flea market of ideas that makes up Enid Live. But one of the things we're talking about is this piece that appears in a Scottish publication talking about, based on news reports coming out of Bulgaria and Romania, they tell us that President Bush is preparing to attack Iran's nuclear facilities sometime before the end of April, and that the U.S. Air Force has new bases in Bulgaria and Romania that would facilitate that. What are your thoughts about this? I mean, they have not been able to get any of the wars that they've started right, and this could be a nuclear conflagration, as one of you pointed out. I mean, what happens to China? They're not going to sit it out. What happens to Russia? Are they going to sit it out? Are we going to be inhaling radiation? You know, I'm concerned about cell phones. Forget it. They cook hard-boiled eggs. You know, try this experiment at home. You're going to have an oncologist on every corner, and that's not going to help either. Steve and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Welcome.
Yeah, I think it was about a year ago. I'm not sure whether it was Ray McGovern or Seymour Hersh was reporting the Bushehr reactor, one of the reactors in Iran was about to be fueled by Russia by, I think, March or April of 2006. And they had plans to attack it before it was fueled because once the reactor is fueled, if you, from a tactical point of view, if you attack a nuclear reactor that's operational, you're going to have a real big mess.
So the idea is to attack it before it becomes operational. Now, some of the reports I've read say that what Iran has is an older technology. It's not the new Swift stuff. I don't know. I really don't know because I don't know how much accurate information is coming out of there.
Well, they have a number of hardened. Evidently, they have a number of hardened facilities, and they're the old fuel rod type that the Soviets. The Russians were going to supply the technology to fuel the reactors, and then everything sort of went quiet. But if a reactor is fueled with fuel rods and you hit it with a bunker buster, it creates a huge radioactive mess.
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, it could be too late. Because you were asking, is it...
Why aren't they talking to Iran? Why aren't we talking to Iran?
When have they ever talked to anyone? When has the Bush administration ever even talked to the opposition in the United States? They don't talk to the opposition.
They don't talk to North Korea. They don't talk to anybody. You're right about that. Well, it's not good news, and I don't know. I think they're out of control. I think they're delusional. I think this is a country now being run by madmen. I think from the reports I have seen, it sounds to me like... there's a strong moderate element in Iran that would like to talk to the U.S., that would like to do business with us, and this is an administration that's not going to satisfy that requirement.
Very definitely, there's a moderate. I would say 70% of the country is moderate. It's like the United States. You have this fringe minority. A very small minority of neoconservatives and radical rightists who've seized the government. It's the same thing in Iran. But I believe it was a Khatami. There is a very moderate movement there.
And here's what we also know. We know that a lot of the population in Iran is very pro-America. Very pro-America. And we have huge enclaves in this country.